This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend program where we answer your questions. We're available. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question or share a comment. 877-726-8255, our number. We got so much to talk about today. Among the stories we're going to tackle, we're going to talk about omega-3 fatty acids, we're going to talk about vitamin D, we're going to be talking about melatonin, and all manner of important stories in the news. 877-726-8255 gets you on the air with me, so you can start dialing. Or alternatively, maybe in your car and you don't want to talk to me while you're driving and maybe sort of a distraction, or maybe you're doing something else. 877-726-8255 is the number you can call, and you can record a question anytime during the week. So from time to time, I share the aphorism that intelligent medicine, knowledge is free, but you have to pay attention. And the problem is, in this country, we have a major deficit of attention. We got lots of information, but we have a paucity of attention. And that is evinced by the fact that we've got a major epidemic of something called ADD, attention deficit disorder, sometimes referred to as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. This is a relatively new malady because, well, when I was growing up, there were fidgety kids. There were kids who couldn't pay attention, but there wasn't a medical disorder that had a specific pharmacological fix. And that fix is a form of methamphetamine. When I was a student, I tried it once when I was studying because everybody seemed to be taking it. It was speed, and I tried it once, pulled an all-nighter before an exam, and then I said I wasn't going to do that anymore because it took so long to come down. And I also witnessed some of my roommates who had taken amphetamines for study purposes and exam purposes. And they came back after their exams, and they were just talking a blue streak, chattering all kinds of nonsense. They felt smarter, but actually they were dumber. The stuff that they were saying was utterly ridiculous. And we'd have to break out the pot and say, here, take a couple of puffs of this, and maybe that'll relax you. Well, many decades later, we've come up with milder, longer-lasting, supposedly safer forms of speed, namely Adderall. But there's a big emergency happening in this country, and it's affecting a lot of young people. Maybe you know someone in your family, or maybe you yourself are affected. It's hard to get your hands on Adderall. Demand is increasing, but production is not keeping up. The FDA has said that for the next couple of months, there will be shortages of Adderall. And so if you're on that medication, the suggestion is you go to your health professional and see if you can get a substitute medication. In the meantime, they say that other forms of stimulants may work as well. But apparently the folks at Teva Pharmaceuticals who make Adderall, they just can't keep up with the enormous demand. And that demand has soared in part because of COVID and in part because of social media. Because according to this very interesting article here on in Psychology Today, and also there was an article in the Wall Street Journal recently, they talk about some of these online startups, because people weren't going to the doctor because everything was locked down. And so they did a lot of work online, and worker productivity wanes when you're sitting at home. You have to be a real self-starter to keep up with things when you're just staring at a screen in your pajamas. And so during the pandemic, the FDA allowed digital startups like Cerebral, great name, Cerebral, to prescribe Adderall and other potentially addictive stimulants to patients without even an in-person medical visit. Now, that is anathema, because whenever I start up with a new patient, or even when I do telemedicine, I say, you must at some point come in and see me, because we just can't do this online. You know, we've got to examine you, got to be face-to-face. I got to make sure that this is kosher. So the company's hired a whole raft of people with medical credentials, primarily nurse practitioners, not so much doctors. And then they launched aggressive marketing campaigns, which offered, quote, super speedy online diagnoses, which were your ramp to get these much sought-after medications. And these startups took off, made a lot of money, as people clamored for these drugs, especially folks in their 20s and 30s. And part of this was the result of very aggressive campaigning on social media to promote these medications and to promote the diagnosis of ADHD, which is kind of vague, because self-diagnosis is rampant. And, things like, do you have difficulty focusing? Are you fidgety? Do you sometimes feel spacey? Are you overthinking things? Are you easily distractible? Well, hey, guess what? That applies to virtually all of us. If you do a questionnaire, you're going to score high on the ADHD metric. Watchdog groups frequently label the ads as predatory, and to a limited extent, they were taken down by social media platforms who felt somewhat responsible for the proliferation of the diagnosis of ADHD. But ultimately, Cerebral got shut down because after an investigation, it was found that they were virtually an easy pass to a diagnosis of ADHD and dispensing of these powerful medications. In fact, some of the health professionals who were hired by Cerebral and companies like it, said that they were rated on their productivity. In other words, how likely it was that they were going to ultimately let a person get a prescription for a medication. And kind of like a Lyft driver or an Uber driver, they were rated by consumers. And if you refuse to prescribe the medication to someone, they might be irate and post a negative rating. And then the companies would call these health professionals on the carpet and say, hey, what's up with you? You refused medication here so many times. And you might say, well, it was inappropriate. I didn't think it was proper to prescribe medication to this person who was underage, or, you know, maybe had something else going on, or maybe, you know, they were drinking too much or smoking too much pot. So the remedy for that is not to take Adderall. So this has been a big problem. And the issue is, you know, so much about our society is distraction, and so much of our attention span is being shortened by things like social media. And then there's our diets, and then there's the use of, as I mentioned, alcohol and drugs that addle the brains of young people. And then there's our poor diets. Diet has a big impact on brain health. And so are we really having an epidemic of ADHD, or is it something else? And is it not likely that people will respond to dietary measures, to supplements like maybe more essential fatty acids? We'll do a feature in just a few moments talking about the brain benefits of essential fatty acids. Also, plausibly, just a little bit of caffeine to help with focus, not a, you know, pots and pots of coffee to hype you up artificially. But caffeine has brain-focusing effects. L-theanine, very helpful for kids with attention deficit disorder. Pycnogenol, a supplement that aids brain circulation. For some, ginkgo biloba is a solution that helps focus and concentration. And so even cocoflavanols, these cocoflavanols have been shown in studies to improve not just physical performance and circulation, but also mental focus and concentration. So we are in the midst of a big crisis, an Adderall emergency, but maybe we should take stock on the overprescribing of these medications and the overdiagnosis of this condition. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite you to call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients. I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, clinically relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Allerc. I like them so much I took them with me on my recent trip to Iceland. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. I use them myself and in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stocked the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness: myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we? This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street Radio Show. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort.
The fact remains, if you take a look at the internals and to the way that Americans felt, should have been a gimme, but there's no such thing in life. You actually have to work for it. You have to deliver. The Yankees should have won against the Red Sox, being up 3-0 in 2004, but they didn't.
Make sure you sign up for the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast right there on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast provider.
At SimpliSafe Home Security, we know in an emergency, the clock is ticking. So we designed an advanced security system powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring agents who use Fast Protect technology exclusively from SimpliSafe to capture video evidence and verify a threat. Then alert police so you can get higher priority dispatch. Right now, get 40% off any new system. Visit simplisafe.com/holiday to save big today. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. And we've got Sandy from Wisconsin. How are you doing?
Oh, fine, thank you. My question is, a week ago Thursday night, after I was fine, no symptoms of any kind, of anything at all, I suddenly couldn't breathe and had to be rushed to the hospital. And if they did tests in the hospital, like heart rate, oxygen level, blood pressure, and ruled those things not to be the problem at the time,
right,
except when I'm standing, they did take a standing blood pressure, and it was lower.
Okay.
And they think it's the lungs, and I've always been told that my lungs have been fine, and I don't know if there's something that I need to know what I can do, because I'm so dizzy, I can hardly...
Yeah. So some information about you. You, first of all, are you, how old are you, please?
83.
Okay, and are you on any medications?
This is the thing I'm concerned about. They put me on warfarin in March.
Right.
And it's 2.5 twice a week.
Right.
And 1.2. Okay, so that.
That's not very much. That's a very low
starting
dose.
Starting in the summertime once a day.
Okay.
Otherwise, so those had been going along fine. Do you think that they would have had a sudden reaction?
Yeah, I'm not sure it's a reaction to the warfarin. I think, what you're describing is these are what are called autonomic symptoms. And, this is kind of the involuntary nervous system that helps you control blood pressure and breathing and heart rate. And sometimes it gets a little rickety when you get older. I mean, it really does. I mean, it can happen in younger people. And sometimes referred to as POTS, positional orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. Is your heart racing as well? Have they found that that's the case?
Actually, when I was there, it probably was at first. They did a monitor test on me a long time ago and said that my heart was beating faster than it should be. And
so it sounds like you may have this thing called POTS, P-O-T-S. And so, if you go to a doctor, and I think probably a cardiologist might be the one most attuned to that, although integrative doctors like myself, we see that quite a lot, because often people like you get dismissed, like, well, there's nothing really wrong with you, maybe it's in your imagination. Yes, anxiety can trigger these symptoms too, but I don't think it's an imaginary problem. You need to get your lungs checked out. You need to get your heart checked out. Possibly a low dose of what is called a beta blocker medication may help you. In terms of supplements, things that can be helpful, magnesium can be helpful. If indeed you have low blood pressure all the time, sometimes that's the result of too much high blood pressure medication, but you say you're not taking that from what I can gather. You are on blood pressure medication?
It said bisoprolol could be that, but he said he's giving it to me to slow down my heart rate.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you are on a beta blocker. Yeah.
In the summer. The warfarin was since March.
Okay, so I think, excuse me.
You know what pneumonia feels like, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like gives you shortness of breath. Look, it's complicated. I'm not going to be able to figure this out in a quick phone call, but, you know, one direction to take is consider the possibility that you have some form of postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, or POTS. But you need your lungs checked out. You need your heart checked out. The medication needs to be adjusted because, you know, frankly, that kind of medication can drop your blood pressure to unreasonably low levels, and then you feel weak and dizzy. It's a complicated scenario that needs to be worked out by a team of doctors. Thanks for your call. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, earlier talked about attention deficit disorder, and, you know, one of the things that helps to propel me to higher levels of concentration so that I can do this show and do all the things that I do is cocoflavanol. So if chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrol's performance chocolate can be your strength. Now, I have for a long time looked for a great cocoa product that could become my sponsor. So I'm thrilled to have found Flavonaturals. You can get decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. To order, just go to Flavonaturals.com. That's Flavonaturals.com. Check out their brand new bigger and bolder Flava bars with 2.5 servings per bar and a lower price at Flavonaturals.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Reduce stress and sleep better this holiday season with the Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit includes CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine, and 5-HTP. The bundle also includes CBD Sleep, which aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. Treat yourself or give the gift of peaceful days and tranquil nights to your loved ones. To order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for your Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Redding Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. Coming up in a little while, we're going to be talking about CBD, cannabidiol, hemp-derived cannabinoid, and its benefits for sleep and mood. But first, this headline, Oklahoma proposes landmark rule to keep mailed medications safe from extreme temperatures. So think about that. It used to be you go to the drugstore or the pharmacy and you get your medications. And there are actually very strict rules that government imposes, that regulators impose on how pharmacies store medications to keep them in defined safe temperature ranges. So they have refrigeration where necessary, and you just pick it up. And you go home, you walk home, you drive home, and then you follow the directions. You put it in the refrigerator or appropriately stored, or you keep it in a cool place until you use it. Then there's an expiration date because these drugs degrade at a certain rate in terms of potency. Some last for a really long time, but some are kind of volatile. Some require strict conditions. And if you think about it, when you order something online. And this is much more pervasive now, especially after COVID, for the sake of convenience. But also the pharmacy are really pushing this. Mail order pharmacy is a booming business, and they're soaring profits for some of the nation's largest companies like Express Scripts and, you know, all the major pharmacy chains are doing online shipping. In 2017, more than 26 million people received their medication by mail, and that was more than double the number two decades earlier, and that number has at least doubled now because people were under lockdown, and so that really changed the paradigm for how people obtain their medications. But it's a system of blind trust, because let's say you get a shipment of your medication in August and it sits there on a pallet for a long time at UPS or FedEx or however it's sent, and then you get it a couple of days later, but the extremes of temperature may have affected, or conversely, it could be extremely cold, and that can have a negative effect on the potency of the medication. So the little state of Oklahoma is a pioneer in setting clear guidelines on temperature safety during transit. New legislation will require that all pharmacies shipping or delivering medication to use packaging-tested methods to ensure drugs do not go outside their safe temperature ranges. Will require them to be able to assess the safety of a medication if there are delays in delivery, and mandate that they give patients notification of shipping and delivery. So if your medication is delayed, you know, that might be a concern. You know, if it's hung, it's supposed to get there in a couple of days and it arrives a week later, and you may not even notice it. The packaging doesn't necessarily have to be damaged for the medication to be changed, and it's not just reduced potency. It may be that through certain chemical reactions, harmful byproducts are produced. So this legislation hopefully will be followed up throughout the country. I think it's a great example. All right, new finds. We keep finding things beneficial for COVID. New study on vitamin B5. Amazing study. Supplementation with vitamin B5. We don't think too much about pantothenic acid, but it's in all B-complex formulas. People don't take it that much separately. Pantothene has a little bit of a claim to fame in terms of reducing cholesterol, but people don't take it usually unless they're taking it in a multi or in a B-complex vitamin. Supplementation with vitamin B5 can reduce the odds of developing COVID-19 by 47%. Also, moderate intake of vitamin B12 offers viral protection, according to study results. They also found that a B6 deficiency occurs in 42.5% of COVID-19 patients. And big study analyzing the association between B vitamins and COVID-19. Researchers recruited over 9,000 adults, and they then divided the patients into four quarters based on the B vitamin intake, comparing the lowest intake versus the other levels, and then the highest intake. And they say the protective effect of vitamin B5 may be partially explained by its involvement in immune response as well as anti-inflammatory properties. It boosts macrophage maturation. These little Pac-Man cells that devour invaders. There was no significant relationship between vitamins B1, B2, B3, B9, and COVID-19, but specifically pantothenic acid and B12 scored high in the study in the British Journal of Nutrition. Fascinating study. All right, 877-726-8255. We're going to pause calls for a moment because we're going to do a deep dive on the subject of cannabidiol and how CBD may help us overcome holiday stress. Yes, it's that time of year. Things are ramping up, getting colder. things are getting wilder. A lot of holiday gatherings, and a lot of people are likely to acquire various types of infectious problems and burnout. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
OnStar from General Motors has been a huge success since 1996. And if you've bought a GM vehicle over the years, you know that OnStar offers 24-hour roadside assistance for every situation. And now, GM has created the OnStar Guardian app to help drivers stay safe and available to everyone, even if you don't own a GM. James Nava is from General Motors.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the other real big feature is, you know, location services and the ability to, you know, expand the app to seven of your loved ones. And you think about the value of that, knowing the safety that your family is protected and connected as well for things like roadside assistance and emergency services. They have all those tools available to them. You can add it to seven members at no additional charge, which is really nice.
The OnStar Guardian app is free for 30 days, available at the Apple App Store and Google Play.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
American consumers have always been very loyal to the brands they buy, but now a newly released report reveals that this is changing due to rising inflation. The second annual Emarsys Customer Loyalty Index reveals that two-thirds of consumers have switched from a brand they were once loyal to, while one in six can no longer afford to be loyal. So what does this mean for American retailers ahead of the busy holiday shopping season? Megan York is Global Head of Product Marketing for Emarsys and has this advice.
Our loyalty research shows that there isn't just one factor influencing loyalty. There are lots of variables at play. But what we do know is that customers expect to be and are in control, which means it's not enough just for companies to say they're customer-centric. They really have to be customer-obsessed and understand an individual consumer's wants and needs. So what does that mean? Marketers really need to equip themselves with the right tools and data to engage their customers anywhere and personalize everywhere. This is what's going to drive customer retention and loyalty in the holiday shopping season and beyond.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Gerhardt, founder of Gerhardt Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GerhardtLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
And now for a word of wisdom from Tim F. Marshall, business strategist and life coach.
How to build something immediately. And I always, you know, when I'm interviewed or go to universities, there's two real key concepts, and that's activity and speed. And what's between those two is self-doubt. So when you go after something, whether it's starting a business, sales, whatever it is, speaking, you do it and you keep doing it over and over and over again until you build up your skill set that literally you are the company. You are the walking example of what you're trying to achieve.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
Find a broadcast near you. Visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And, yeah, it's that time of year. Cold weather, holiday stress, family gatherings, parties, travel, darkness. It's a challenging time. And, yeah, lots of bills ultimately, too, right? Start to hit us as we jam our credit cards to buy a lot of goodies. So to the rescue comes today's guest. With a holiday survival kit. He's Stuart Tomk. He's Vice President of Science, Regulation, and Education for CV Sciences, one of the largest and most reputable makers of Plus CBD. You can find him at pluscbdoil.com. Stuart, it's a pleasure having you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. Yes, it is a challenging time of year, and that's why we came up with a holiday survival kit for your audience and everyone that we can possibly communicate to. You know, we're obsessed with quality at Plus CBD, and I think we finally have come up with something that is simple and effective that everyone can relate to.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of buzz about CBD, but there's so many choices. It's bewildering. And then you don't know whether you're getting the real deal, the right potency, the right quality. So CV Sciences prides itself on doing some of the real research to studies the efficacy and safety and potency of these products.
Yeah, you couldn't have said it better myself. When I said we're obsessed with quality, we're a customer-centric company in the sense that we began with the end in mind. Plus CBD is the only CBD product that's backed by formal safety work, a randomized control trial on the finished branded product, and then we track all of what we call the post-market adverse event surveillance. That's exactly what the FDA wants and what the FDA requires in terms of a CBD product. So quality comes first, second, and third at CV Sciences, and our new formulas that we put into the holiday survival kit are our two best-selling products that we've ever created. They're also the top-selling CBD products, the number one-selling CBD products in the natural health food store channel, which is where all great products are born. So we're honored to be part of your show, and I'm thrilled that it's a product that you also endorse yourself.
And not only endorse, but take and prescribe frequently to my patients with great feedback. My family members are always clamoring for the samples that you're generous enough to send me. So the two products that we're going to focus on are Plus CBD Sleep and Plus CBD Calm, right?
Yes, it's a tongue twister because the company CV
right.
Science
CV.
Is in the
okay,
brand
right.
Plus CBD, but it's Sleep and Calm. We have a Sleep and Calm gummy. And sometimes I go out and do demos, and I stand there in the health food store all day and ask people, would you like our Calm gummy? Would you like our Sleep gummy? Would you like our Calm gummy? Would you like our Sleep gummy? And the rate of adoption is unlike anything I've ever seen. There's no one that says to me, no, thank you, sir. I don't want a Calm gummy. I don't want a Sleep gummy. So we have a gummy that you take during the day. You can take 2 to 3 of them during the day to stay calm, and one of the Sleep gummies at night. It's simple, and they're loaded with other effective botanicals to help you stay calm and sleep better at night.
And I actually experienced that because I don't know if you recall, but I think it was maybe 8 or 10 years ago, I was at one of these big trade conferences with the hundreds, perhaps thousands of booths, and I was getting kind of buzzed out just from the, I was getting like floor fatigue. And I visited one of the booths, and they gave me a sample of CBD. This was in those days, it was just CBD. It was plain CBD. And I said, fine, you know, let me try it. And then I walked away, and within 10, 15 minutes, I turned to my companion, and I said, are you feeling it? Yeah, I feel different. And I felt a sense of clarity. It was almost like I had cleaned off my glasses. You know, I was seeing, you know, sort of more in HD. And I wasn't stoned. I was more focused and more, it was calm focus. That's the best way to describe it.
And we hear that all of the time. So if you're new to CBD, it's not intoxicating. You will not get high. CBD can enhance not only your concentration and focus, but open up your heart and make you more empathetic. And this time of year, that's what we really need to survive the holidays. We don't want to get into arguments with our family and friends
right.
about politics.
Yeah, I think I might take an extra dose before our Thanksgiving gathering with all the family members coming together of different political stripes. Yeah.
And that's why we wanted to make it simple with this holiday survival kit. You know, the Calm Gummy is a combination of CBD, L-theanine, the Zen component of green tea, and then 5-HTP that your body uses to make serotonin that's associated with calm feelings and positive mood. And supplementing with 5-HTP is thought to promote a sense of calm and mental well-being. So it's really the synergy of the three ingredients together. There's only 2 milligrams of sugar. It's organic cane sugar and organic tapioca sugar syrup. It's colored red from lycopene, and it tastes like an herbal Jell-O shot. So for anyone that likes botanical herbal remedies, this one is a winner.
Yeah, it really tastes good. It doesn't taste, you know, like, you know, sort of like chewing on, you know, marijuana buds or something like that with a kind of bad taste. Okay, so the concern is, you know, there's virtually no THC. Maybe there's trace amounts of THC, but let's not confuse this with smoking pot, right?
I'm so glad that you say that, because there's going to be a giant backlash from all of the liberal use of THC across the nation. If you use any cannabis, you need to be using CBD. That's the buffer. It's the countervalence, the buffer to THC. So to your point, you can operate heavy machinery. You don't get bloodshot eyes. You get clearer. Your heart opens up. You think better, and you feel better.
It's actually the antithesis of the munchies, because I think THC increases cravings, but I think there's some good research that suggests that CBD, that component of hemp, actually kind of suppresses cravings. Am I mistaken?
Well, it's interesting. The word technically is it's prohedonic,
mm-hmm.
so it makes you enjoy the food that you're eating more.
Yeah.
You just don't eat more of it. Now, that's remarkable.
Like a satiety effect a little bit. So, okay, so the other ingredients in addition to CBD, small amount of CBD, it's not your max product, because in your product line you actually have products that are very high in CBD. It's just a, you know, like 50 milligrams. This is what, 10?
10 milligrams, and what we found was combining it with the L-theanine from green tea and 5-HTP, that it creates this herbal synergy that's been noted, talked about in the natural product industry for many, many years now. So the combination of ingredients are more effective together than taken individually.
Okay, so with the time change, with the, you know, the darkness, with the travel, because the circadian rhythms are disrupted by all these factors, and, you know, and the way that we've led our lives during COVID, you know, under lockdown, you know, many of us staying home, not without regular daily schedules, a phenomenon called coronasomnia has developed. The pervasiveness of sleep problems is skyrocketing in this country. So does CB Sciences have a solution for sleep?
We do. The Calm Gummy is for the day, 1 to 3, but the Sleep Gummy you take at night to really help you get to sleep and stay asleep. That's the big complaint with a lot of sleep remedies. They might help you get to sleep, but you don't stay asleep. So we combine lemon balm, which is really basically herbal baby Valium that's safe without any side effects, 3 milligrams of melatonin, which is the appropriate dose. You don't need 10, 15 milligrams of melatonin, 10 milligrams of CBD, and one of our personal favorites, we've discussed magnolia extract, which has been used in traditional medicine for thousands of years and can help dampen the inflammatory cascade, which might be keeping you up at night as well. So the four ingredients together, magnolia, lemon balm, CBD, and melatonin. The Sleep Gummy is the number one selling gummy in the natural product channel. Only 2 milligrams of sugar. It's not dusted with sugar. And again, the red color comes from natural lycopene from tomatoes. So even if you're not obsessed with the ingredients, what you need to know is that it works. It delivers on the promise. People do not return the product.
And I'm intrigued by your use of magnolia bark in the sleep formula because I measure cortisol in our patients. It's a stress hormone, and there's a pattern where it should decline at night. And in our patients with insomnia, they have very high cortisol near bedtime. And what magnolia does, studies have demonstrated, is it actually tends to lower abnormally high levels of cortisol. So I think it's a nice addition to that formula.
Oh, I'm so glad that you point that out because it is a technicality, but it's a huge reason why the product works. We might also say, going quickly back to the Calm Gummy, that the L-theanine from green tea regulates the signaling of the neurotransmitter glutamate, which is the main excitatory neurotransmitter that keeps us all jacked up during the day. So these products are science-based, they're evidence-based, and they work.
Okay, so our call to action is to learn more and to order. Visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use the coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. Are you okay with that? You authorize that? 30?
Yes. No, my boss authorized that. And that's more than we sell it off at health food stores. That's why we're calling it the Holiday Survival Kit. It's in a beautiful box. It fits right into a stocking. Get it for Thanksgiving. Bring it to the table. Open up the gummies. Hand them out to everybody before you cut the turkey and have a much better feast and take them for the holidays because you'll feel better and your friends will thank you. Your family will thank you.
Okay, so that's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And you'll mention also that melatonin, which is in the sleep formula, I just did a fascinating podcast with Deanna Minich, which will drop probably next week, where we see a lot of benefits from melatonin, not just for sleep or for jet lag, but also just it's a potent antioxidant, it's anti-inflammatory, it has a wide variety of benefits. And you shared some really important studies with me, including some studies that suggest that melatonin may have the potential for long COVID symptoms. So, melatonin reversal.
And osteoporosis.
Late, yes.
There's a new study that came out that said that estrogen deficiency may not be causing osteoporosis, but oxidative stress that causes your bones to die. And then melatonin is a powerful neuroprotectant. It's produced when you sleep, so it makes sense. You know, melatonin might be the new vitamin D. Everyone's going to need to take melatonin.
Okay, that's plus CBD oil.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Oh, this is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort.
The fact remains, if you take a look at the internals and to the way that Americans felt, should have been a gimme, but there's no such thing in life. You actually have to work for it. You have to deliver. The Yankees should have won against the Red Sox, being up 3-0 in 2004, but they didn't.
Make sure you sign up for the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast right there on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast provider.
At SimpliSafe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. So this holiday season, we're giving you 40% off any new system, because feeling secure in your home is a gift that everyone deserves. Named Best Home Security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report, SimpliSafe protects your whole home with advanced technology, powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. Visit simplisafe.com/holiday to save 40% today. There's no safe like...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Some record snow getting dumped on parts of western New York. Some residents are digging out while others are bracing for even more of the white stuff.
80 inches of snow and counting. That's how much forecasters say has fallen in Orchard Park near Buffalo. 74 inches in Hamburg.
There's been many other reports over, 60 inches, so we're talking about 5 feet of snow.
And National Weather Service meteorologist Jason Alamba says it's caused some damage.
There's been a few building collapses in Erie County of western New York due to such heavy weight of the snow.
Governor Kathy Hochul says roads are getting cleared and preparation led to minimal power outages.
This has been an historic storm. Without a doubt, it's one for the record books. And as someone who's from Buffalo and has lived in upstate my entire life, we've seen a lot of snow.
I'm Julie Walker.
Tragedy in Colorado Springs this weekend after a man entered a popular night spot and opened fire, killing 5 people, injuring over 18 others.
The suspect has been identified as Anderson Lee Aldrich, a 22-year-old male. At least 2 firearms were found at the scene. We are still working to identify the firearms and who they belong to, but I can confirm that the suspect used a long rifle during the shooting.
Colorado Springs Police Chief Adrian Vasquez credits heroic patrons who subdued the alleged shooter until police arrived. Overseas, clouds of ash and glowing lava spewing from 2 volcanoes on Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. Scientists say major eruptions could be on the way. The peninsula, which extends into the Pacific Ocean about 4,000 miles east of Moscow, is one of the world's most concentrated areas of geothermal activity with about 30 active volcanoes. Check out the latest news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com.
Mr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Health concerns forcing Thor actor Chris Hemsworth to take a step back from acting.
Through genetic testing, Hemsworth discovered he has a predisposition for Alzheimer's and is 8 to 10 times more likely to develop the disease than the average person. Although it doesn't mean he will develop Alzheimer's disease, Hemsworth says after he wraps up production on his next 2 films, he plans to go home and spend more time with his wife and children. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The White House announcing a 5-year climate change study that will look into ways to artificially modify the Earth's climate, specifically on a form of geoengineering known as solar radiation management. The technique involves spraying fine aerosols into the atmosphere to reflect sunlight away from the Earth, in other words, blocking the Earth from the sun. Opponents warn of a butterfly effect of disastrous events like crop losses and disease. More news at townhall.com. A key Federal Reserve official added his voice to a rising number of Fed officials suggesting the central bank will likely slow the pace of its interest rate hikes beginning next month.
Christopher Waller, a member of the Fed's Board of Governors, said he was open to raising the Fed's key rate by a 0.5 point next month in light of evidence that inflation may be cooling. At each of its four most recent policy meetings, the central bank has raised its benchmark rate by an aggressive 0.75 point. The cumulative effect has been to make many consumers and business loans costlier and to raise the risk of a recession.
Jeremy House reporting. 30 water agencies supplying cities across the western U.S. are pledging to rip up lots of decorative grass to conserve water in the overtapped Colorado River. Water agencies in Southern California, Phoenix, and Las Vegas among those signing an agreement, outlining broad commitments to reduce water use. More stories at townhall.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Here, consultant, I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have an excellent program for you here. We have Mr. Ben Socek, my friend and owner of Home Downsizing Solutions, in studio. And we're going to talk all about selling your house for cash in an as-is basis, some examples of when that might make sense. And you're going to want to hear this because this may be an excellent solution for your situation. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Good day, Steve. Thanks for having me. And again, hopefully I can relay some great information for the listeners here today.
Excellent. I know you will. I know you will. And for our listeners, you can visit Ben at Home Downsizing Solutions. It's spelled just like it sounds. HomeDownsizingSolutions.com, or you can call 855-291-5005 anywhere in the country, and Ben will be able to help you out. And so, Ben, let's talk about Home Downsizing Solutions and the service that you offer.
Absolutely, Steve. For literally over 25 years at this point, I've been a home buyer, a cash home buyer for lack of other terms, that we purchase houses direct from sellers that want an easier, less stress, less hassle way to sell a house. And typically that entails a house that maybe needs updates or repairs, maybe some deferred maintenance issues, things like that. And sometimes not. Sometimes the people that we've worked with, again, just they don't want to get a house show ready. They don't want to have strangers in their house. They just want to be able to say, here's the house, and we're gone. Or can you give us 30 or 60 days to make that transition to a new home or apartment community? And because of the ease of being able to do that, because of the flexibility that we can offer sellers, that all of those things are benefits that if a seller finds value in those benefits, that's who we can help.
So that sounds good. So you can sell your house as is for cash, and we'll talk about that process and how long that might take. I know that you can turn these around fairly quickly, but without the hassle of showing your house. First of all, that's huge to me. The last time I sold a house, oh, Lord, that was like 17 years ago. And now the kids were little at that point. Now they're big and they have like beards and stuff. It's weird, but they were little. And so I'd get a call from a realtor. Hey, we're about 15 minutes out. Can you have your house ready to go? And oh, by the way, can you leave? And I'm like, oh my gosh, but we need to sell the house. And so we did backflips and we kept the place pretty tidy anyway, but with all these kids running around, including triplet boys, that was just this ongoing challenge. But we got it ready to go. We threw all the kids in the van and we got out of there, and then we'd have to hang out for like an hour and we'd come back. And so selling your house as is for cash without dealing with that, okay, deal. Another one that kind of freaks me out, having strangers in your house. I didn't like that. And sometimes it wasn't just one or two, it was like multiple people. And I'm like, what are all those people doing? Ew, they're in my house. They're walking through my bedroom and they're in my closet. That, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. It's part of the deal, but it felt like an invasion of privacy. I didn't like it.
And I certainly am not here to scare anybody or frighten anybody,
sure.
But certainly the people, there's been some people that we've worked with that was a huge deal. And I agree, to me, it can be very intrusive.
Yeah.
And unless the agents that are bringing buyers into your house are doing a good job of pre-screening them, of making sure that they can even financially afford to buy or are qualified to buy your house, you really don't know why they're there.
Well,
they could be there for ulterior motives. You just don't know. You hope not, obviously. And,
sure.
And most agents will do a good job and pre-screen people for making sure that only people in your house that can actually buy the house. But you just don't know, and so that is a concern for a lot of people.
Yeah, and so we're running around, we're taking valuables, we're kind of trying to tuck them away or put them away or take them with us. That was tough. So A, the hassle of showing the house. B, having strangers in your house. I really hate that, frankly. And then not having to pay for the cost of repairs or updates. So let's say you're a family. And your mom is, it could be your dad, a parent or a loved one. It could be any loved one. They're declining, and let's say they're going to need to move to assisted living, for example. And that this is a very common situation. So you have their house and they've lived in it for maybe 30 years. Well, guaranteed, there's a high chance that you're going to need to make some updates and probably some repairs as well.
Correct. The last 12 to 24 months has kind of spoiled sellers, I think, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
With the market was similar back in 2006, 2007, when houses were in such demand from buyers that a seller maybe didn't have to do all the updates that needed to be done in a typical market. Buyers just wanted to be able to buy the house. Or buy a house and would worry about the updates or some of the niceties later on. But in a typical market, what I've seen is if buyers are fickle.
Yeah.
Typically anyway, they see, especially with all the DIY shows that are on TV these days, they see the nice granite kitchen countertops, the brand new kitchens, and the updated bathrooms. And, of course, kitchens and bathrooms are what sell houses.
And that's also a really expensive part of the house.
Those are the expensive parts, too, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if a person, and it's hard to tell a seller that, the non-solid surface countertops just are not what people desire these days, and that a buyer will take that into account if you don't have an updated kitchen countertops and all those nice things that a lot of buyers want, especially in an average or especially down market, is what I've seen is buyers will just move on. If you don't have what they're looking for, they'll just move on to the next house. And that's very common in a usual market. So one thing that we haven't seen for a while that we saw, especially in 2009 through about 2014-15, is the number of listings that actually expired or were canceled. You know, there hasn't been much of that the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But that is a reality, is, you know, how many houses in your market actually just don't sell that they've tried to sell. Just my personal opinion, I think we might be seeing some of that again.
Well, and you mentioned, you caught me off guard there with what a parallel. You said, you know, 2006, 2007, you could charge $30,000 over really what you should probably be getting out of that house, not having to replace a thing. And people were like throwing money at your doorstep, competing to buy that house. And we kind of just got done with all of that, right? The last, you know, couple of years or so. But now, interest rates are what?
Long-term interest rates are 7% or just above, typically, for a standard 30-year mortgage.
And this probably, we have like another three-quarter point coming?
I think the Fed has indicated, from what I've read, at least 1 to 1.5 points that they're going to increase yet.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So I don't think we've seen the end of that.
We're nowhere close to it then. Yeah.
I don't think so. But again, that's just my opinion, and take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, we'll see. You've been in the business for 25 years. I think it's worth a lot. So, we just came out of a smoking hot market. Okay. We're going into what I think is going to be a downturn. So what happened in 2008? The bubble burst, so to speak.
The bubble burst, and obviously went to, you know, from a great market to a market that was really terrible for sellers. And, again, if people didn't have a great looking product, a great looking house that had all the updates in and was priced very competitively, you had a good chance of it just not selling.
Yeah, and so if that's the situation that you may find yourself in, okay, I'm telling you, you need to reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions and just talk to Ben and see if this is an option that makes sense for you. It very well may be an excellent option for you. Visit Ben at HomeDownsizingSolutions.com or give him a call at 855-291-5005. And now this Senior Care Live question of the week. The best time to sell your house is A, in the spring, B, in the summer, C, in the fall, or D, it depends. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9, 2009. Then, a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed 4 great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. Algae Cal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. Algae Cal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And Algae Cal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. Algae Cal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how Algae Cal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
Oh, this is Chris Markowski, host of Watchdog on Wall Street Radio Show. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort.
The fact remains, if you take a look at the internals and to the way that Americans felt, should have been a gimme, but there's no such thing in life. You actually have to work for it. You have to deliver. The Yankees should have won against the Red Sox, being up 3-0 in 2004, but they didn't.
Make sure you sign up for the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast right there on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast provider.
At Simply Safe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. So this holiday season, we're giving you 40% off any new system, because feeling secure in your home is a gift that everyone deserves. Named Best Home Security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report, Simply Safe protects your whole home with advanced technology, powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save 40% today. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The best time to sell your house is A, in the spring, B, in the summer, C, in the fall, or D, it depends. And the answer is D, it depends. And Ben, why is it answer D, it depends?
That is a very good question, and something that I get asked quite often, and I think probably a lot of traditional realtors get asked that question too, of when should I sell the house? And of course, here in the Midwest, it's different, I think, probably in other geographical areas. But the one train of thought is it's the best time to sell in the springtime and early summer, when the kids are getting out of school. Mm-hmm. So they have the time to look for a house and make that move before school starts again. The other side of that coin is that the thought is in the wintertime, there's not near as many houses on the market. So if you put your house on the market in the wintertime, you might have less competition as far as other houses.
Oh, that's a good point.
For buyers to pick from, the buyers that are in the market, you might have a leg up because you're one of the few or fewer homes that are on the market at that mm-hmm. time. And so there is that trade-off. Again, we're kind of in a different type of market now
yeah.
than traditionally. And certainly have been the last 2 years, where it hasn't really made any difference when you put the house on the market. There's a huge demand. But those are the traditional, typical thoughts behind when to put a house on the market.
Right, but it actually, the reason it's D is because it really depends, and everyone's situation is different. So yes. If you're 82 and you've lived in your house for 30 years, you're not timing school and that sort of thing. Maybe
correct.
You're going to time it wanting to potentially sell it to someone who wants to buy it for school, but it's not in the forethought of your mind at that point. Mom's 82. We came home for the holidays mm-hmm. and kind of had some realizations and some heart-to-heart talks, and Mom's going to need to move to assisted living, and now, oh my gosh, what are we going to do with this house?
Correct. So for certain situations, like you just mentioned, the situation is going to drive
yep.
when you choose to sell or when you need to sell a house, maybe more so than when you would choose to sell a house. We helped one individual that a ground floor apartment came up that accepted pets. And so...
Ooh, that's worth just about gold, I think.
Those were very, very big driving factors for this lady that she said, okay, I've been accepted, my name's up, and we have a ground unit department that accepts pets. That's exactly what I'm looking for in the part of town that I'm looking for, the community that I'm looking for. And therefore, how quick can you buy my house? And so in that situation, yeah. We literally bought the house in 3 or 4 days from when we first met her.
Okay.
And then, of course, gave her, I think, 30 or 60 days to have all her stuff transition to her new apartment. So she wasn't forced, you know, just to move in 3 days. It was a very more relaxed as far as what her schedule needed for that.
That's a good point, because there's always some timing. So mm-hmm. I actually did happen to sell my house in January and then move very end of January, first part of February. But then there was some timing. I kind of freaked out because our new house was not quite ready yet. Mm-hmm. And it was a new build. So I had to kind of kick those guys in the seat. And guess what? Our timing was off by about a week. So then I had to put all my stuff in storage, a whole house full of stuff.
For a week.
So we did the pods thing and all that stuff, right? And then we stayed with my mom. She lived out of town. It was a mess. Mm-hmm. The timing was not good. You have to have the timing. So what you just said was that you would allow your clients if needed. So you closed in 3 or 4 days for this lady, but then she still stayed there for a period of time after that, so that she could nicely and easily and conveniently transition to her new apartment home.
Correct. And I think that's one of the biggest benefits that people have really liked for years that we've offered this to individuals. And it doesn't work every time, but for most situations, we've been able to accommodate that. Again, with senior living communities, there's numerous times where they're going in after the previous tenant, after the previous person was in one of the units, and going in and updating or painting or doing some work. And sometimes they just don't know when that time's going to be, that it's going to be available, whether it's this week or next week or in 30 days. And so if the person that wants to sell a house and wants to move into the community knows they want to get there, they just don't know when, it's very difficult for anyone to move twice or to move out, be kind of forced out of their house and, okay, now what do I do for whether it's 2 weeks or 60 days? But with us, we can accommodate that. So to some people, that is a great benefit.
That is huge. We're speaking with Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. You can sell your house as is for cash without the hassle of all of the showings, without having strangers walking around your house and in your bedroom and your closets and that. And without paying for the cost, the high cost of repairs or updates. If this is resonating with you and you're like, you know what, I need to reach out to Ben, and I want to check that out and see if this might be a good solution for our situation, you can give Ben a call at 855-291-5005. You can also visit online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, I understand that you're working on a workbook.
Correct. Of course, I have the Home Downsizing Secrets book, that the new version that I've had out for about a year at this point.
Okay.
And the one thing that I've noticed, though, and if any of the listeners have any feedback for me, I'd love to hear any feedback. But I'm working on a workbook or planner that might provide a little bit more specific guidance or specific resources for a person that wants, they know they want to sell a house and transition into some type of senior living, but I get the comment, I have no way, or I just don't know where to start.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to figure out to produce a better resource to help individuals. And so if anybody has any ideas for that, or they'd like a copy of my book that is out already, just contact our office, and we'd be happy to send that to you, or any ideas for the workbook. I'd love to hear any feedback.
Okay, and how much is the book, Home Downsizing Secrets? What's the cost on that?
Whether they go to the website, it's just shipping and handling.
Okay.
Or if they call me, I'd be happy to send that out free of charge for them.
Okay. All right. So you could reach out to Ben Socek, Home Downsizing Solutions, and just request your book, Home Downsizing Secrets, 100% free of charge. just for Senior Care Live listeners. I would take Ben up on that generous offer. This is an excellent book. I've looked through that, and there's a lot of really good information in there. HomeDownsizingSecrets.com. You could also go to Home Downsizing Solutions for all of the services that Ben offers. Or you could just pick up the phone and give him a call at 855-291-5005. And Ben, the time always flies when you're in studio with me here. So I really appreciate you being here today and providing all the great services that you do.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to your listeners, Steve. And if I can assist, please let me know.
All right. And Ben is a veteran. Happy belated Veterans Day. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up with the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the never lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making it easy for all families to access healthy, delicious, and affordable groceries this holiday season. SNAP recipients can register their EBT card on Amazon to order SNAP-eligible groceries online for delivery. Customers can use SNAP benefits on Amazon.com to shop shelf-stable pantry items like chicken broth, pasta, beans, and rice. And savor the season with baking mixes, graham cracker crust perfect for that holiday pie, and cooking and baking staples. Plus, fresh vegetables, fruits, proteins, and dairy from Amazon Fresh. Get the perfect starters to all your favorite holiday recipes delivered straight to your door. Customers who add their SNAP EBT card on Amazon will also receive budget-saving offers, such as free access to Amazon Fresh and 50% off a Prime membership. Skip the grocery store rush this holiday season with SNAP EBT on Amazon. For more information, to register your benefits, and to start saving today, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll say that I'm working with a huge national organization, and the distribution of the Senior Care Live podcast is about to go into turbocharge. So I'm really, really excited about that. And I think we're going to have a lot more listeners of the podcast coming up. So anyway, I decided to share a little behind the scenes with you. So, all right. And then I've been asked a few times here lately about my background and how did I ever come up with the idea of starting Senior Care Consulting? And as you may or may not know, Senior Care Consulting is my firm. I've had it for a really long time. And simply put, we help families and individuals find the right senior care community for an elderly or aging loved one. That could be at any level, independent living, assisted living, long-term care. Many times we do need the memory care component immediately, or maybe we'll just want it available for a future use or future need. Sometimes, in fact, more and more, I would say, I'm working with families and couples, a married couple. I'm actually working with the married couple right now, and they live in a very nice home, but they're going to start to need some care provided to them here probably in about the next 6 to 12 months. So they're being proactive, super, super smart. And we're going to go out and we're looking at continuing care retirement communities. And so I help a lot of folks do that as well. So that's an independent living apartment or villa or duplexes, et cetera. So independent living, and then it's connected to assisted living and also connected to long-term care. So it's kind of an all of the above. So simply put, I like to say, senior care consulting, know your options and choose with care. And let me just say very succinctly that Senior Care Consulting is a placement service with integrity. And you'll probably start hearing me refer to that many times here now going forward, but this is a placement service with integrity. This is not, I repeat, not one of these free referral services that get kickbacks from the very places they recommend. That's a gross conflict of interest. I do business ethically, okay? So I'm not going to get all into that today, but I work direct. The Senior Care Consulting represents our clients directly, just like an attorney or a tax accountant or any other professional service provider that would help someone through a process and work in their best interest and work for them for a fee for service. So it's the same type of model as that. It's a fiduciary approach. It's completely objective. And that's just the way I think this should be. And that's how I have operated Senior Care Consulting from day one. We've never received a single penny from any provider. We get along with everybody. We work with everyone. Very professional. We're an excellent referral source for all of these senior care communities. Trust me, they love us. What it does, We come in with one of our clients and they choose that particular place. That's free of charge. They have zero cost invested in that referral and in that inquiry and then now moving in that new resident. So they love us. So this is just an excellent opportunity. I have huge plans. I have huge announcements that will be forthcoming probably after the first of the year as far as expanding senior care consulting. I'll just throw that out as a giant teaser. How about that? We'll get to more about that later. But senior care consulting started just with my own personal experience with my own grandparents. So all throughout my adult career, college and then moving forward, I accidentally got into a business of delivering, and not accidentally, I was a broke college kid. I needed a part-time job. I applied with a local medical equipment and supply company. And they said, hey, whenever you get out of college, you drive the van, you drive it all over town, and you deliver equipment and supplies to our customers. And would you be interested in that? And I said, what are the hours? And they said, whenever you get out of school, we close at 5 o'clock, no evenings, no weekends. And I'm like, I'm interested. So I'm like, woo-hoo, that's perfect, right? So I went in and interviewed. They hired me on the spot. I guess they liked me. And literally that day, no uniform, no training, no nothing. I'm driving a van around delivering stuff. So I would deliver equipment and supplies to elderly individuals in their homes, apartments, assisted living and facilities, and sometimes to long-term care communities, also known as a nursing home. And I would also deliver to hospitals and some other more kind of institutional type deliveries. But every time they met me at the door with a smile, they were always happy to see me. I would come in, and back then, I weighed a little bit less than I did now. I was kind of skinny back then. But the ladies were always trying to fatten me up and like, oh, honey, you need some cookies, and it's hot outside. Here's some iced tea. And the men were – they would always give me fishing tips and suggestions. And it was like visiting my grandparents several times per day. And I'll tell you what, I wasn't looking for that. I was just a college kid signing up for a part-time job. But I fell in love with serving seniors. That is the absolute truth. And I was kind of surprised by that. I thought, you know what? I really like this. In fact, I love this. And so that was the very beginning of my journey in working in the business of senior care. I have been the general manager of a medical equipment and supply company. I was hired by a joint venture, so I was kind of in the middle of the two giant owners. But I started a business that offered private duty nursing on an hourly basis from companion sitters all the way up to high-tech RN, doing home TPN and home ventilation. Okay, and everything in between. So that was that component. And then in the business that I started for the joint venture, it also had the home medical equipment and supply part, including oxygen. And then it also included, and this was back in the day, really cutting-edge stuff way before its time, home IV therapy. I hired the best IV nurse in the region, maybe in the country. And so back in 1987, 1988, we were doing home neonatal IV antibiotics. How about that? To get these little guys and gals out of the hospital, let them finish up their IVs at home, be home with their new mom. And that was I love that. I've also been in a regional and then a national level working in business development, sales, marketing, and administration with regional and nationally for long-term care communities, assisted living communities, memory care communities. I have owned, or I didn't own, but I did operate Medicare certified home health agency. So I've just been around the business of serving seniors on the business side. I'm not a clinical, right? I'm on the business side of things oh my gosh, I need to add it up, probably well over 35 years, probably about 37, 38 years. And I've enjoyed every bit of it. And then something happened. My grandparents, I'll just give you the short version. You know, my grandmother fell. It was a really bad fall. And all of a sudden, and she was the caregiver for my grandpa who had dementia. They were living at home, 87 and 88 years old. And all of a sudden, just in a blink of an eye, with that one fall, unexpected, it was just an accident, they needed assisted living at that time. So I had to go out and find an assisted living community, and with the process that I felt like I should use in approaching this, I felt like I'm not going to go out and just look at a bunch of places and guess. I've been an administrator of nursing homes, assisted living facilities, etc. So when I went out, I was actually there to check them out and interview them, and I had a lot of questions. And depending on how you answered that question and the information I received, I may or may not trust you to care for my grandparents. So anyway, I went, and it wasn't an adversary. I'm gathering a lot of information. So I made an informed decision. I helped my grandparents find a great place, and it ended up being an excellent decision. They got great care there for the rest of their life, both of them. And so that led to me starting Senior Care Consulting to help other families and individuals through that search and selection process. And so coming up next, I'm going to finish that thought, and then I'm going to share with you the top four reasons to consider moving from your home to a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com. Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank,
Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
And beyond.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So, again, I went out, I interviewed a number of places, and I made an informed decision based on objective information. So, when it's your own grandparents or your own loved ones, you're so close to them, it's really hard to be objective, isn't it? I mean, it's really hard. And not make an emotionally driven decision. But I tried my very best to be as objective as I could possibly be, and I did make an informed decision, and it was a great decision. They did receive excellent care. They were able to live there for the next, you know, couple of years of their lives, and then they both ended up passing away within about 10 days of each other, which was terrible, but I'll tell you, they were 90 and 91. Almost all of their days, my grandparents were happy and healthy, and I'll tell you what, that's a life well lived, really and truly. But when you go through something like that, it just changes you as a person. And I thought, you know, I wonder if I could help other families and other people in the same way that I helped my own grandparents. And so, again, that's how that was, that thought, and frankly, a whole lot of prayer. What that was the beginning of Senior Care Consulting. And again, SeniorCareConsulting.com. We help families and individuals. We help you get it right. First of all, we help you determine exactly what you need, answering the questions, what level of care do we need, what type of care, payment methods, location, and personal preferences and needs. We conduct a proprietary and very thorough geriatric care assessment to determine all of that. We research the market, identify our top providers. We go out into the market with you to these places, and We do exactly what I did for my grandparents many years ago. We take a tour, we walk through, we see everything that we need to see, and then while we're there, I ask a lot of questions. I gather a lot of information on behalf of my client. But my client's sitting right there with me, so I'm taking them through a very steep learning curve, right? And we're in and out of each place in about an hour. So this just takes a few hours of my client's time, saving them dozens and dozens of hours. Over all these years, people have reported spending 50 to 100 hours running around looking at all these places, trying to get it right. They're trying to do their homework. My clients are done in literally a few hours. Before 1 o'clock on a particular day, boom, we're done. So it's a tremendous time saver, but the most important part is the output of the whole process. I call it a summary report, and it includes every question asked, every piece of information discovered. I calculate exact staffing ratios. I report to you what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspection. There is a wealth of information on the top places meeting your exact needs, and now you're in the best position possible to make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. That's what the whole program is about. SeniorCareConsulting.com, 913-945-2800. And now, when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community? Clearly, the most frequently asked question I've had over all of these years, number one, if there's a safety issue. So we're going to have a lot of families gathering over the holidays here. We have Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and all everything coming up, right? And so a lot of people are going to be coming in. They haven't been around their elderly loved one for a little while, and you may be caught off guard. I hope you're not, but this is super common. You're like, oh, boy, we didn't catch that over the phone, or we didn't really realize that you can't see it over Zoom, but mom's really, really declined. Her dad is not doing nearly as well as we thought. And so you catch things, right? So look for safety issues, leaving the stovetop burners on, wandering away from your home. You can't find your way back home. That would trigger a silver alert, which are becoming, unfortunately, more and more common. Look for signs of malnutrition or dehydration. Unfortunately, that's pretty common. Unsanitary living conditions, just due to the inability to keep things up. Injuries at home, frequent falls, more and more frequent hospitalizations. This one flies under the radar of a safety issue, but it is a major safety issue. Not taking your medications on time, or maybe not even taking them at all. Okay, and then another one, which is another whole subject matter, and I'm going to have some experts in studio sometime soon to talk about it, elder financial abuse. You would be shocked at all the stories I've heard, I'm not going to go down that road because then my blood pressure will go up and I'll start yelling into the microphone. But be on the lookout for these things, okay? So the number one reason to consider, at least have that conversation of consider moving from your home to a senior care community, is when it's no longer safe to live at home. Number two, and I would call this a close number two, maybe even a 1A, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. The most common example of that is you have one elderly spouse caring for another elderly spouse. Now they're starting to not be able to keep up. So we're looking for, as far as health and well-being declining, mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and of course, your physical health. And so the caregivers, what do? We place our own needs second. We put them on the back burner. We skip our doctor's appointments, our dentist appointments. We start bowing out of social events. Like donuts, with the guys every Friday morning at the local donut shop, book club for the ladies, whatever it is. We stop going to church and other social type of gatherings where we're around other people. And this slow withdrawal, this is very, very detrimental. Stress is a very powerful force. All I'll say on that today is, unfortunately, I have seen way too many times where the caregiver has passed away before the person they're caring for, because they've been crushed by the stress of caregiving. So if you see the caregiver's health and well-being in decline, that should raise the flag, that should set off the bell and the alerts, and you should be talking about considering moving from home to a senior care community. Number three, if it's a financially driven issue. So I'm a huge fan of home care. You know that if you've listened to the show for any length of time. But if home care rises to the point of requiring in-home assistance 24 hours a day, Look, that's getting really, really expensive. Now, we're somewhere between $15,000 would be a bargain today because of the skyrocketing costs. Okay, so $15,000 to $25,000 a month. It doesn't matter how much money you have, that's expensive. But if you can pay that, it's a fantastic way to stay home. If you can't, maybe you need to consider moving to a senior care community for maybe $6,000 to $8,000 per month. It's still a lot of money, but maybe that's more affordable. And then last but not least, if the care that you're providing is not enough, why not consider changing your role from being that hands-on caregiver to the care manager or care advocate, meaning together with Senior Care Consulting, we could go out and find a great place, a great care provider, get them moved in, and then you can revert more back to your role of the loving spouse, son, daughter, in my case, grandson, right? And then instead of providing the care, you're managing the care and you're making sure that your loved one gets every single thing that they need and they deserve. Okay, if that is resonating with you, reach out to me at seniorcareconsulting.com or call 913-945-2800, and we'll have a visit about that. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Digging out in New York State after a record snowfall of some as much as 7 feet over the weekend, Amherst Police Lieutenant Dale Gowdy tells WKBW.com people that don't need to be on the road should stay off.
We did deal with a lot of calls coming in for motorists that slid off the road or car accidents.
At least two deaths have been attributed to the weather. Forecasters say the snowfall in some spots ranked among the highest ever recorded in the area, rivaling the eye-popping amounts that fell during similar storms in 2014 and in 1945. The Biden administration says Saudi Arabia's crown prince should be shielded from a lawsuit stemming from the killing of a journalist.
As a presidential candidate, Joe Biden passionately denounced Saudi Arabia's crown prince over his role in the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. But now his administration says Mohammed bin Salman should be granted immunity. Khashoggi's fiancé and a rights group founded by the journalist have filed suit against the crown prince. The call to shield MBS has angered rights activists. The State Department described the recommendation as purely a legal determination. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Five dead, over two dozen injured in a nightclub shooting in Colorado Springs Saturday night. Colorado Springs Police Lieutenant Pam Castro says they have detained a suspect who was injured in the encounter.
Numerous officers and medical immediately responded to the area, and officers immediately made entry. They did locate one individual who was referred to as a suspect inside.
Chester, Maryland police arrested a 35-year-old man, charging him with murdering his former girlfriend and her three children. Police say the suspect is the father of two of those children. The investigation is ongoing. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The highest court in the land is looking at the matter of whiskey and dogs.
The company that makes a legendary bourbon is livid over a squeaking dog toy that parodies the whiskey's signature bottle. Now, Jack Daniel's asking the Supreme Court to hear its case against the manufacturer of the plastic toy known as Bad Spaniels, and a number of major companies, from Campbell Soup to Levi Strauss, calling on the Supreme Court to take what they say is a critical case for trademark law. Meanwhile, the toy's maker says Jack Daniel's just can't take a joke. Jason Walker reporting.
The federal appeals courts ruled Congress gave too much power to a nonprofit authority it created in 2020 to develop and enforce horse racing rules. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. 30 water agencies that supply cities across the western U.S. are pledging to rip up lots of decorative grass to conserve water in the overtapped Colorado River.
Water agencies in Southern California, Phoenix, and Las Vegas were among those that signed an agreement that outlines broad commitments to reduce water use. The grass removal commitment centers on turf that people don't walk on, and generally not grass in backyards or parks. Cities use about a fifth of the region's Colorado River water, and some have already begun paying businesses and homeowners to voluntarily replace grass with drought-resistant landscaping.
Jeremy House reporting. Christopher Waller, a member of the Fed's Board of Governors, said he was open to raising the Fed's key rate by a half percentage point next month, in light of evidence that inflation may be cooling. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
The shopping season and beyond.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend program where we answer your questions. We're available. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question or share a comment. 877-726-8255, our number. We got so much to talk about today. Among the stories we're going to tackle, we're going to talk about omega-3 fatty acids. We're going to talk about vitamin D. We're going to be talking about melatonin and all manner of important stories in the news. 877-726-8255 gets you on the air with me, so you can start dialing. Or alternatively, you know, maybe in your car and you don't want to talk to me while you're driving and maybe sort of a distraction, or maybe you're doing something else. 877-726-8255 is a number you can call, and you can record a question anytime during the week. So from time to time, I share the aphorism that intelligent medicine, knowledge is free, but you have to pay attention. And the problem is, in this country, we have a major deficit of attention. We got lots of information, but we have a paucity of attention. And that is evinced
by the fact that we've got a major epidemic of something called ADD, attention deficit disorder, sometimes referred to as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. This is a relatively new malady because, well, when I was growing up, there were fidgety kids. There were kids who couldn't pay attention, but there wasn't a medical disorder that had a specific pharmacological fix. And that fix is a form of methamphetamine. When I was a student, I tried it once when I was studying because everybody seemed to be taking it. It was speed. And I tried it once, pulled an all-nighter before an exam. And then I said I wasn't going to do that anymore because it took so long to come down. And I also witnessed some of my roommates who had taken amphetamines for study purposes and exam purposes. And they came back after their exams, and they were just talking a blue streak, chattering all kinds of nonsense. They felt smarter, but actually they were dumber. The stuff that they were saying was utterly ridiculous. And we'd have to break out the pot and say, here, take a couple of puffs of this, and maybe that will relax you. Well, many decades later, we've come up with milder, longer-lasting, supposedly safer forms of speed, namely Adderall. But there's a big emergency happening in this country, and it's affecting a lot of young people. Maybe you know someone in your family, or maybe you yourself are affected. It's hard to get your hands on Adderall. Demand is increasing, but production is not keeping up. The FDA has said that for the next couple of months, there will be shortages of Adderall. And so if you're on that medication, the suggestion is you go to your health professional and see if you can get a substitute medication in the meantime. They say that other forms of stimulants may work as well. But apparently the folks at Teva Pharmaceuticals who make Adderall, they just can't keep up with the enormous demand. And that demand has soared in part because of COVID and in part because of social media. Because according to this very interesting article here in Psychology Today, and also there was an article in the Wall Street Journal recently, they talk about some of these online startups because people weren't going to the doctor because everything was locked down. And so they did a lot of work online. And worker productivity wanes when you're sitting at home. You have to be a real self-starter to keep up with things when you're just staring at a screen in your pajamas. And so during the pandemic, the FDA allowed digital startups like Cerebral, great name, Cerebral, to prescribe Adderall and other potentially addictive stimulants to patients without even an in-person medical visit. Now, that is anathema because whenever I start up with a new patient, or even when I do telemedicine, I say, you must at some point come in and see me because we just can't do this online. You know, we've got to examine you, got to be face-to-face. I got to make sure that this is kosher. So the company's hired a whole raft of people with medical credentials, primarily nurse practitioners, not so much doctors. And then they launched aggressive marketing campaigns, which offered, quote, super speedy online diagnoses, which were your ramp to get these much sought-after medications. And these startups took off, made a lot of money, as people clamored for these drugs, especially folks in their 20s and 30s. And part of this was the result of very aggressive campaigning on social media to promote these medications and to promote the diagnosis of ADHD, which is kind of vague, because self-diagnosis is rampant. And things like, do you have difficulty focusing? Are you fidgety? Do you sometimes feel spacey.
Are you overthinking things? Are you easily distractible? Well, hey, guess what? That applies to virtually all of us. If you do a questionnaire, you're going to score high on the ADHD metric. Watchdog groups frequently label the ads as predatory, and to a limited extent, they were taken down by social media platforms who felt somewhat responsible for the proliferation of the diagnosis of ADHD. But ultimately, Cerebral got shut down because after an investigation, it was found that they were virtually an easy pass to a diagnosis of ADHD and dispensing these powerful medications. In fact, some of the health professionals who were hired by Cerebral and companies like it said that they were rated on their productivity. In other words, how likely it was that they were going to ultimately let a person get a prescription for a medication. And kind of like a Lyft driver or an Uber driver, they were rated by consumers. And if you refuse to prescribe the medication to someone, they might be irate and post a negative rating. And then the companies would call these health professionals on the carpet and say, hey, what's up with you? You refused medication here so many times. And you might say, well, it was inappropriate. I didn't think it was proper to prescribe medication to this person who was underage, or, you know, maybe had something else going on, or maybe, you know, they were drinking too much or smoking too much pot. So the remedy for that is not to take Adderall. So this has been a big problem. And the issue is, you know, so much about our society is distraction. And so much of our attention span is being shortened by things like social media. And then there's our diets. And then there's the use of, as I mentioned, alcohol and drugs that addle the brains of young people. And then there's our poor diets. Diet has a big impact on brain health. And so are we really having an epidemic of ADHD, or is it something else? And is it not likely that people will respond to dietary measures, to supplements like maybe more essential fatty acids? We'll do a feature in just a few moments talking about the brain benefits of essential fatty acids. Also, plausibly, just a little bit of caffeine to help with focus. Not a, you know, pots and pots of coffee to hype you up artificially, but caffeine has brain focusing effects. L-theanine, very helpful for kids with attention deficit disorder. Pycnogenol, a supplement that aids brain circulation. For some, ginkgo biloba is a solution that helps focus and concentration. And so even cocoflavanols, these cocoflavanols have been shown in studies to improve not just physical performance and circulation, but also mental focus and concentration. So you're in the midst of a big crisis, an Adderall emergency, but maybe we should take stock on the overprescribing of these medications and the overdiagnosis of this condition. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite you to call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients. I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, clinically relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Allerc. I like them so much I took them with me on my recent trip to Iceland. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. I use them myself and in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness, myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With a cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Shore the Elf, as I take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th. Featuring evening and matinee performances. Get tickets at 243-8877 or at CascadeTheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. We've got Sandy from Wisconsin. How you doing?
Oh, fine, thank you. My question is, a week ago Thursday night, after I was fine, no symptoms of any kind, of anything at all, I suddenly couldn't breathe and had to be rushed to the hospital. And if they did tests in the hospital, like heart rate, oxygen level, blood pressure, and ruled those things not mm-hmm. to be the problem at the time, except when I'm standing, they did take a standing blood pressure, and it was lower.
Okay.
And they think it's the lungs, and I've always been told that my lungs have been fine, and I don't mm-hmm. know if there's something that I need to know what I can do, because I'm so dizzy, I can hardly...
Yeah. So some information about you. You first of all, how old are you, please?
83.
Okay, and are you on any medications?
This is the thing I'm concerned about. They put me on warfarin in March.
Right.
And it's 2.5 twice a week.
Right.
1.2. Okay, so that.
That's not very much. That's a very low
starting
dose.
Starting in the summertime once a day.
Okay.
So those had been going along fine. Do you think that they would have had a sudden reaction?
Yeah, I'm not sure it's a reaction to the warfarin. I think, Kim, what you're describing is these are what are called autonomic symptoms. And, this is kind of the involuntary nervous system that helps you control blood pressure and breathing and heart rate. And sometimes it gets a little rickety when you get older. I mean, it really does. I mean, it can happen in younger people. It's sometimes referred to as POTS, positional orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. Is your heart racing as well? Have they found that that's the case?
Actually, when I was there, it probably was at first. They did a monitor test on me a long time ago and said that my heart was beating faster than it should be. And
so it sounds like you may have this thing called POTS, POTS. And so, if you go to a doctor, and I think probably a cardiologist might be the one most attuned to that, although integrative doctors like myself, we see that quite a lot, because often people like you get dismissed, like, well, there's nothing really wrong with you, maybe it's in your imagination. Yes, anxiety can trigger these symptoms too, but I don't think it's an imaginary problem. You need to get your lungs checked out, you need to get your heart checked out, possibly a low dose of what is called a beta blocker medication may help you. In terms of supplements, things that can be helpful, magnesium can be helpful. If indeed you have low blood pressure all the time, sometimes that's the result of too much high blood pressure medication, but you say you're not taking that from what I can gather. You are on blood pressure medication?
It said bisoprolol could be that, but he said he's giving it to me to slow down my heart rate.
Oh, okay. So, you are on a beta blocker. Yeah.
In the summer. The warfarin was since March.
Okay, so I think,
excuse me. You know what pneumonia feels like, right?
Yeah, it's like gives you shortness of breath. Look, it's complicated. I'm not going to be able to figure this out in a quick phone call, but, one direction to take is consider the possibility that you have some form of postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, or POTS. But you need your lungs checked out. You need your heart checked out. The medication needs to be adjusted because, frankly, that kind of medication can drop your blood pressure to unreasonably low levels, and then you feel weak and dizzy. It's a complicated scenario that needs to be worked out by a team of doctors. Thanks for your call. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, earlier you talked about attention deficit disorder, and, one of the things that helps to propel me to higher levels of concentration so that I can do this show and do all the things that I do is cocoflavanol. So if chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrol's performance chocolate can be your strength. Now, I have for a long time looked for a great cocoa product that could become my sponsor. So I'm thrilled to have found Flavonatrol's. You can get decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. To order, just go to Flavonatrol's.com. That's Flavonatrol's.com. Check out their brand new bigger and bolder Flava bars with 2.5 servings per bar and a lower price at Flavonatrol's.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
attention, business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Reduce stress and sleep better this holiday season with the Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. Their Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit includes CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. The bundle also includes CBD Sleep, which aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. Treat yourself or give the gift of peaceful days and tranquil nights to your loved ones. To order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for your Plus CBD Holiday Survival Kit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Or sponsored by Office Depot. The holidays are here, and Office Depot is helping business owners, home office workers, teachers, parents, and students finish the year strong. Save all holiday season long on tech, furniture, and supplies, and take advantage of an industry-leading 20-minute in-store and curbside pickup service. Clients with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership can save up to 50% on select items during a Rewards Member Appreciation event from November 13th through November 19th. Whether shoppers are looking for gifts, setting up workspaces, or upgrading classrooms, now is the time to save big at Office Depot, with deals on top brands through the end of the year. Black Friday deals will be available online starting at 12:01 a.m. Thanksgiving Day, and in stores on Black Friday during normal store hours. And during Cyber Monday and Cyber Week, clients can shop markdowns on the latest tech, furniture, and more all week long. Same-day delivery is also available for qualifying orders. Visit OfficeDepot.com or an Office Depot or Office Max store to learn more.
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. Coming up in a little while, we're going to be talking about CBD, cannabidiol, hemp-derived cannabinoid, and its benefits for sleep and mood. But first, this headline, Oklahoma proposes landmark rule to keep mailed medications safe from extreme temperatures. So think about that. It used to be you go to the drugstore or the pharmacy and you get your medications. And there are actually very strict rules that government imposes, that regulators impose on how pharmacies store medications to keep them in defined safe temperature ranges. So they have refrigeration where necessary, and you just pick it up. And you go home, you walk home, you drive home, and then you follow the directions. You put it in the refrigerator or appropriately stored, or you keep it in a cool place until you use it. Then there's an expiration date because these drugs degrade at a certain rate in terms of potency. Some last for a really long time, but some are kind of volatile. Some require strict conditions. And if you think about it, when you order something online, and this is much more pervasive now, especially after COVID, for the sake of convenience, but also the pharmacy are really pushing this. Mail order pharmacy is a booming business, and there's soaring profits for some of the nation's largest companies like Express Scripts and you know all the major pharmacy chains. Are doing online shipping. In 2017, more than 26 million people received their medication by mail, and that was more than double the number 2 decades earlier, and that number has at least doubled now because people were under lockdown, and so that really changed the paradigm for how people obtain their medications. But it's a system of blind trust. Because let's say you get a shipment of your medication in August and it sits there on a pallet for a long time at UPS or at FedEx or however it's sent. And then you get it a couple of days later, but the extremes of temperature may have affected, or conversely, it could be extremely cold and that can have a negative effect on the potency of the medication. The little state of Oklahoma is a pioneer in setting clear guidelines on temperature safety during transit. New legislation will require that all pharmacies shipping or delivering medication to use packaging-tested methods to ensure drugs do not go outside their safe temperature ranges. It will require them to be able to assess the safety of a medication if there are delays in delivery, and mandate that they give patients notification of shipping and delivery. So if your medication is delayed, you know, that might be a concern. You know, if it's hung, it's supposed to get there in a couple of days and it arrives a week later. And you may not even notice it. The packaging doesn't necessarily have to be damaged for the medication to be changed. And it's not just reduced potency. It may be that through certain chemical reactions, harmful byproducts are produced. So this legislation hopefully will be followed up throughout the country. I think it's a great example. All right, new finds. We keep finding things beneficial for COVID. New study on vitamin B5. Amazing study. Supplementation with vitamin B5. We don't think too much about pantothenic acid, but it's in all B-complex formulas. People don't take it that much separately. Pantothene has a little bit of a claim to fame in terms of reducing cholesterol, but people don't take it usually unless they're taking it in a multi or in a B-complex vitamin. Supplementation with vitamin B5 can reduce the odds of developing COVID-19 by 47%. Also, moderate intake of vitamin B12 offers viral protection, according to study results. They also found that a B6 deficiency occurs in 42.5% of COVID-19 patients. Big study analyzing the association between B vitamins and COVID-19. Researchers recruited over 9,000 adults, and they then divided the patients into four quarters based on the B vitamin intake, comparing the lowest intake versus the other levels, and then the highest intake. And they say the protective effect of vitamin B5 may be partially explained by its involvement in immune response as well as anti-inflammatory properties. It boosts macrophage maturation. These little Pac-Man cells that devour invaders. There was no significant relationship between vitamins B1, B2, B3, B9, and COVID-19. But specifically, pantothenic acid and B12 scored high in the study in the British Journal of Nutrition. Fascinating study. All right, 877-726-8255. We're going to pause calls for a moment because we're going to do a deep dive on the subject of cannabidiol and how CBD may help us overcome holiday stress. Yes, it's that time of year. Things are ramping up, getting colder. Things are getting wilder. A lot of holiday gatherings. And a lot of people are likely to acquire various types of infectious problems and burnout. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
OnStar from General Motors has been a huge success since 1996. And if you've bought a GM vehicle over the years, you know that OnStar offers 24-hour roadside assistance for every situation. And now, GM has created the OnStar Guardian app to help drivers stay safe and available to everyone, even if you don't own a GM. James Nava is from General Motors.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the other real big feature is, you know, location services and the ability to, you know, extend the app to seven of your loved ones. And you think about the value of that, knowing the safety that your family is protected and connected as well for things like roadside assistance and emergency services. They have all those tools available to them. You can add it to seven members at no additional charge, which is really nice.
The OnStar Guardian app is free for 30 days, available at the Apple App Store and Google Play.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
American consumers have always been very loyal to the brands they buy, but now a newly released report reveals that this is changing due to rising inflation. The second annual IMARCI's Customer Loyalty Index reveals that two-thirds of consumers have switched from a brand they were once loyal to, while one in six can no longer afford to be loyal. So what does this mean for American retailers ahead of the busy holiday shopping season? Megan York is Global Head of Product Marketing for IMARCI's and has this advice.
Our loyalty research shows that there isn't just one factor influencing loyalty. There are lots of variables at play. But what we do know is that customers expect to be and are in control, which means it's not enough just for companies to say they're customer-centric. They really have to be customer-obsessed and understand an individual consumer's wants and needs. So what does that mean? Marketers really need to equip themselves with the right tools and data to engage their customers anywhere and personalize everywhere. This is what's going to drive customer retention and loyalty in the holiday shopping season and beyond.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
And now for a word of wisdom from Tim F. Marshall, business strategist and life coach.
How to build something immediately. And I always, you know, when I'm interviewed or go to universities, there's two real key concepts, and that's activity and speed. And what's between those two is self-doubt. So when you go after something, whether it's starting a business, sales, whatever it is, speaking, you do it and you keep doing it over and over and over again until you build up your skill set that literally you are the company. You are the walking example of what you're trying to achieve.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
Find a broadcast near you. Visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back from Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And, yeah, it's that time of year. Cold weather, holiday stress, family gatherings, parties, travel, darkness. It's a challenging time. And, yeah, lots of bills ultimately, too, right? They start to hit us as we jam our credit cards to buy a lot of goodies. So to the rescue comes today's guest. With a holiday survival kit. He's Stuart Tomk. He's Vice President of Science, Regulation, and Education for CV Sciences, one of the largest and most reputable makers of Plus CBD. You can find him at pluscbdoil.com. Stuart, it's a pleasure having you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. Yes, it is a challenging time of year, and that's why we came up with a holiday survival kit for your audience and everyone that we can possibly communicate to. You know, we're obsessed with quality at Plus CBD, and I think we finally have come up with something that is simple and effective that everyone can relate to.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of buzz about CBD, but there's so many choices. It's bewildering, and then you don't know whether you're getting the real deal, the right potency, the right quality. So CV Sciences prides itself on doing some of the real research that studies the efficacy and safety and potency of these products.
Yeah, you couldn't have said it better myself. When I said we're obsessed with quality, we're a customer-centric company in the sense that we began with the end in mind. Plus CBD is the only CBD product that's backed by formal safety work, a randomized control trial on the finished branded product, and then we track all of what we call the post-market adverse event surveillance. That's exactly what the FDA wants and what the FDA requires in terms of a CBD product. So quality comes first, second, and third at CV Sciences, and our new formulas that we put into the holiday survival kit are our two best-selling products that we've ever created. They're also the top-selling CBD products, the number one-selling CBD products in the natural health food store channel, which is where all great products are born. So we're honored to be part of your show, and I'm thrilled that it's a product that you also endorse yourself.
And not only endorse, but take and prescribe frequently to my patients with great feedback. My family members are always clamoring for the samples that you're generous enough to send me. So the two products that we're going to focus on are plus CBD Sleep and plus CBD Calm, right?
Yes, it's a tongue twister because the company CV
right.
Science
CV.
Is in the
okay,
brand.
Right.
Plus CBD, but it's, Sleep and Calm. We have a Sleep and Calm gummy, and sometimes I go out and do demos, and I stand there in the health food store all day and ask people, would you like our Calm gummy? Would you like our Sleep gummy? Would you like our Calm gummy? Would you like our Sleep gummy? And the rate of adoption is unlike anything I've ever seen. There's no one that says to me, no, thank you, sir. I don't want a Calm gummy. I don't want a Sleep gummy. So we have a gummy that you take during the day. You can take 2 to 3 of them during the day to stay calm, and one of the Sleep gummies at night. It's simple, and they're loaded with other effective botanicals to help you stay calm and sleep better at night.
And I actually experienced that because I don't know if you recall, but I think it was maybe 8 or 10 years ago, I was at one of these big trade conferences with the hundreds, perhaps thousands of booths, and I was getting kind of buzzed out just from the, I was getting like floor fatigue. And I visited one of the booths, and they gave me a sample of CBD. It was in those days, it was just CBD. It was plain CBD. And I said, fine, let me try it. And then I walked away, and within 10, 15 minutes, I turned to my companion, and I said, are you feeling it? I feel different. And I felt a sense of clarity. It was almost like I had cleaned off my glasses. I was seeing, sort of more in HD. And I wasn't stoned. I felt more focused and more, it was calm focus. That's the best way to describe it.
And we hear that all of the time. So if you're new to CBD, it's not intoxicating. You will not get high. CBD can enhance not only your concentration and focus, but open up your heart and make you more empathetic. And this time of year, that's what we really need to survive the holidays. We don't want to get into arguments with our family and friends
right.
about politics.
Yeah, I think I might take an extra dose before our Thanksgiving gathering with all the family members coming together of different political stripes. Yeah.
And that's why we wanted to make it simple with this holiday survival kit. The Calm Gummy is a combination of CBD, L-theanine, the Zen component of green tea, and then 5-HTP that your body uses to make serotonin that's associated with calm feelings and positive mood. And supplementing with 5-HTP is thought to promote a sense of calm and mental well-being. So it's really the synergy of the three ingredients together. There's only 2 milligrams of sugar. It's organic cane sugar and organic tapioca sugar syrup. It's colored red from lycopene, and it tastes like an herbal Jell-O shot. So for anyone that likes botanical herbal remedies, this one is a winner.
Yeah, it really tastes good. It doesn't taste, sort of like chewing on, marijuana buds or something like that with a kind of bad taste. Okay, so the concern is, there's virtually no THC. Maybe there's trace amounts of THC, but let's not confuse this with smoking pot, right?
I'm so glad that you say that because there's going to be a giant backlash from all of the liberal use of THC across the nation. If you use any cannabis, you need to be using CBD. That's the buffer. It's the countervalence, the buffer to THC. So to your point, you can operate heavy machinery. You don't get bloodshot eyes. You get clearer. Your heart opens up. You think better, and you feel better.
It's actually the antithesis of the munchies because I think THC increases cravings, but I think there's some good research that suggests that CBD, that component of hemp, actually kind of suppresses cravings. Am I mistaken?
Well, it's interesting. The word technically is it's prohedonic,
mm-hmm.
so it makes you enjoy the food that you're eating more.
Yeah.
You just don't eat more of it. Now, that's remarkable.
Like a satiety effect a little bit. So, okay, so the other ingredients, in addition to CBD, small amount of CBD, it's not your max product, because in your product line, you actually have products that are very high in CBD. It's just like 50 milligrams. This is what, 10?
10 milligrams, and what we found was combining it with the L-theanine from green tea and 5-HTP, that it creates this herbal synergy that's been noted, talked about in the natural product industry for many, many years now. So the combination of ingredients are more effective together than taken individually.
Okay, so with the time change, with the, you know, the darkness, with the travel, because the circadian rhythms are disrupted by all these factors, and the way that we've led our lives during COVID, under lockdown, many of us staying home, not without regular daily schedules, a phenomenon called coronasomnia has developed. The pervasiveness of sleep problems is skyrocketing in this country. So does CB Sciences have a solution for sleep?
We do. The calm gummies for the day, 1 to 3, but the sleep gummy you take at night to really help you get to sleep and stay asleep. That's the big complaint with a lot of sleep remedies. They might help you get to sleep, but you don't stay asleep. So we combine lemon balm, which is really basically herbal baby Valium that's safe without any side effects, 3 milligrams of melatonin, which is the appropriate dose. You don't need 10, 15 milligrams of melatonin, 10 milligrams of CBD, and one of our personal favorites, we've discussed magnolia extract, which has been used in traditional medicine for thousands of years and can help dampen the inflammatory cascade, which might be keeping you up at night as well. So the four ingredients together, magnolia, lemon balm, CBD, and melatonin. The sleep gummy is the number one selling gummy in the natural product channel. Only 2 milligrams of sugar. It's not dusted with sugar. And again, the red color comes from natural lycopene from tomatoes. So even if you're not obsessed with the ingredients, what you need to know is that it works. It delivers on the promise. People do not return the product.
And I'm intrigued by your use of magnolia bark in the sleep formula, because I measure cortisol in our patients. It's a stress hormone, and there's a pattern where it should decline at night. And in our patients with insomnia, they have very high cortisol near bedtime. And what magnolia does, studies have demonstrated, is it actually tends to lower abnormally high levels of cortisol. So I think it's a nice addition to that formula.
Oh, I'm so glad that you point that out, because it is a technicality, but it's a huge reason why the product works. We might also say, going quickly back to the calm gummy, that the L-theanine from green tea regulates the signaling of the neurotransmitter glutamate, which is the main excitatory neurotransmitter that keeps us all jacked up during the day. So these products are science-based, they're evidence-based, and they work.
Okay, so our call to action is to learn more and to order. Visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use the coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. Are you okay with that? You authorize that? 30?
Yes. No, my boss authorized that. And that's more than we sell it off at health food stores. That's why we're calling it the Holiday Survival Kit. It's in a beautiful box. It fits right into a stocking. Get it for Thanksgiving. Bring it to the table. Open up the gummies. Hand them out to everybody before you cut the turkey, and have a much better feast and take them for the holidays, because you'll feel better, and your friends will thank you. Your family will thank you.
Okay, so that's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And you'll mention also that melatonin, which is in the sleep formula, I just did a fascinating podcast with Deanna Minich, which will drop probably next week, where we see a lot of benefits from melatonin, not just for sleep or for jet lag, but also just it's a potent antioxidant. It's anti-inflammatory. It has a wide variety of benefits. And you shared some really important studies with me, including some studies that suggest that melatonin may have the potential for long COVID symptoms. So, melatonin
and
reversal nutrient.
And osteoporosis.
Yes.
There's a new study that came out that said that estrogen deficiency may not be causing osteoporosis, but oxidative stress that causes your bones to die. And then melatonin is a powerful neuroprotectant. It's produced when you sleep, so it makes sense. You know, melatonin might be the new vitamin D. Everyone's going to need to take melatonin.
Okay, that's plus CBD oil.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Oh, this is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort.
The fact remains, if you take a look at the internals and to the way that Americans felt, should have been a gimme, but there's no such thing in life. You actually have to work for it. You have to deliver. The Yankees should have won against the Red Sox, being up 3-0 in 2004, but they didn't.
Make sure you sign up for the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast right there on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast provider.
At Simply Safe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. So this holiday season, we're giving you 40% off any new system, because feeling secure in your home is a gift that everyone deserves. Named Best Home Security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report, Simply Safe protects your whole home with advanced technology, powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save 40% today. There's no safe.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A powerful subcommittee in the House of Representatives is seeking internal documents and communications from Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX to understand just how the crypto exchange collapsed so suddenly and what's being done to recover customer funds. FTX, formerly one of the most trusted brands in crypto, filed for bankruptcy last week and announced the resignation of Bankman-Fried, its 30-year-old CEO who lost a fortune. On the Salem Radio Network last week, American Spectator contributor Brian Westbury says Bitcoin will be important to the future.
There are two reasons to believe in crypto. One is that it's sort of the grease in the wheels of the blockchain. And I won't go any further than that, but you have to get a blockchain, and that's kind of what a coin or an NFT is. And then once you have that, blockchain's really cool stuff. It is going to change the way we use the Internet.
Westbury says Bitcoin algorithms make it better than the gold standard. Also at SRNNews.com, nearly all the results from the midterms are in, and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gives this assessment to the GOP.
Incredibly disappointing. I think there are a couple things that happened. First, we didn't do as bad as the actual results indicate. We won on school board races down ballot that will turn out to matter a lot to the American people. It looks like, although the final tally's not in, we probably got more votes across the country in congressional races than the Democrats did. That's largely been taken for granted.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Pompeo says in the marginal congressional races and in some key Senate contests, candidates failed to do the hard work required to win. Overseas, Japan's Prime Minister Kishida Fumio sacked his internal affairs minister over funding irregularities in a blow to his scandal-prone cabinet that has already lost two members in 1 month. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
China's announced its first new death from COVID-19 in nearly half a year. To get the latest, we turn to correspondent Charles de Ledesma with this report.
The death of an 87-year-old Beijing man was the first reported by the National Health Commission since May 26, bringing the total death toll to 5,227. China has faced hurdles vaccinating its elderly population, although the commission did not give details on the man's status in its new report. That vulnerability is considered one reason why China has mostly kept its borders closed and is sticking with its rigid COVID-19 policy, despite the impact on daily life. Strict new measures continue to be imposed in Beijing and across the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can always check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis. Simply log on to townhall.com. The American Bar Association votes to drop the LSAT and other standardized test requirements for law school admissions.
The group says the tests hurt diversity in admissions. To determine how a law school candidate will perform, the LSAT, or Law School Admission Test, tests a student's reasoning and reading comprehension. The APA's ruling could take effect in the fall 2025 semester, but as of now, 41 of 82 schools surveyed say they're keeping the test in place. Tasha Stevens reporting.
An Oregon gun rights group and a county sheriff filing a federal lawsuit challenging a voter-approved ballot measure that's one of the strictest gun control laws in the nation. The Oregon Firearms Federation and Sherman County Sheriff Brad Lowry filing the suit in U.S. District Court, contending the measure scheduled to take effect December 8th is unconstitutional because it violates the Second Amendment right to, quote, keep and bear arms. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hey folks, up this time around we'll have the second half of a home invasion episode of Fibber McGee and Molly. Then we travel to the Lone Star State as big screen leading man Joel McRae stars in the law enforcement program Tales of the Texas Rangers. Back to that home invasion. The home being invaded is 79 Wistful Vista, and the folks doing that invading, or at least attempting to, are the homeowners themselves. Let's see how it's going. This is from June 22, 1952.
Well, come on, I'll help you move the ladder over, Mom.
Good. Maybe the next window might be open.
Easy now, easy now. Watch it. That's it. Easy. There.
That's it. Now, could I persuade you to climb up there, please?
I already told you, Molly. I can't stand altitude. You remember the time I tried on them elevator shoes and they give me the nosebleed? Any kind of height just...
Hello, daughter. Hi there, Johnny. What you up to, kid?
Oh, hi, old-timer. We got ourselves locked out of the house.
And McGee doesn't want to climb up to the window. Claims it makes him giddy.
I'll climb up, daughter. Won't bother me none. I've been giddy all my life.
Oh, you shouldn't, Mr. Old-timer, not at your age.
Oh, I'm still pretty spry, daughter. As I was saying to my girlfriend, Bessie, t'other night, Bessie, I says, I'll never see 40 again, but who cares? I already seen it twice.
Yeah.
How are you and Bessie getting along these days?
Oh, fine, Johnny.
Good.
Had a little spat a while back, but now we're cooing like two pigeons full of popcorn.
Yeah. What was your little spat about?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I took Bessie on a tour of the hot spots.
The nightclubs, eh?
Nope. Them open gratings in the sidewalks. We like to stand over them and feel the hot air come up.
Sounds real entertaining.
Yeah, well, while we were standing there, some soldiers come by, and Bessie made eyes at them, and we had a beef.
Oh?
Next day, I got to thinking. If Bessie was so crazy about uniforms, I'd get one myself. So I went down to the recruiting office and lied about my age.
Yeah, how'd you make out?
Fine, Johnny, till I took off my shirt, and there on my chest was tattooed, "Remember the Maine."
You gave up after that.
Nope, I kept crying, but he was pretty discouraging. Said soldiers had to march a lot, and then he made a ridiculous request.
What was that, old-timer?
He said, "Let me see your legs pop." I said, "I can't make my legs pop, Buster. Would you like to see my eyes pop?"
I suppose you wound up getting classified 4F.
Not 4F, Johnny. He gave me a classification all my own. 4B.
4B?
Yep. Badly battered, but belligerent. Come on, kid.
The King's Men and Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Leaving New York on track 29, Sunshine Limited.
Take your baggage.
Bound for Washington, Roanoke, Asheville,
Chattanooga.
Pardon me, boys. Is this the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, sir. Track 29.
Boys, you can give me a shine. Oh, I can afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo. I've got my fare. And just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania Station about a quarter to four.
You read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner.
Nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar,
then you know the Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Boo, boo, Chattanooga, there you are.
Widely celebrated, Chattanooga situated on the moccasin bend of the Tennessee River. Missionary Ridges on the west, 120,000 population, them's the folks I love the best.
Iron and steel are the principal products,
boilers, furniture, cast iron pipe.
Many resorts to attract the tourists.
You ought to be there when the peaches get ripe. Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's the place for me.
Boy, there's gonna be a certain party at the station. Dressed in satin and lace. I used to call funny face.
Oh, she's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roll.
Luck. Whoever closed this house up when we left for the movie, you sure locked the windows tight, kiddo. Dead rat, dead rat.
Well, well, well. Practicing to be a burglar, McGee? Hello, Molly.
Hello, Mr. Mayor. We're locked out of our house.
Yeah, Latrib. We went to a movie this afternoon, and Molly forgot to bring her door key.
I forgot to bring his, too.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I can help you, Molly. How about the back door?
Locked.
Well, let's go have a look at it. I carry an old-fashioned door key on my ring, sort of a skeleton key. You'd be surprised how many different locks it will open.
Wonderful. I hope it works.
Yeah, where'd you learn about locks, Latrib? You a Yale man, boy? Well, gee whiz, don't you get it, kids? Yale locks, Yale University.
Ain't funny, McGee.
Ain't?
I wasn't amused by it. As a matter of fact, McGee, if you really want to know, I was educated in England, graduated from Eton College.
My gosh, them English have a special college where they just teach that?
Just teach what?
Eating. You said you graduated from an eating college. I had no idea they specialized like that over there.
I'm afraid you misunderstood me, Molly. You see, Eton College is a famous English school.
Gee whiz, what'll they think of next? I've heard of business college and barber college, but an Eton College is a new one on me.
I didn't say I attended an Eton College, McGee. I merely said I attended the Eton School. The one and only Eton School.
Oh, it's the only one I've ever heard of. I know that.
Yeah, me too. What'd you major in, Latriv? Out of carb at a formal dinner, or did you just go for a straight degree of LLD, Doctor of Light Lunches?
Just a moment, please. This confusion is really
too
bad.
I'll bet you were a wonderful student. I just bet you were. Honor student, probably.
Yeah.
How did you graduate? Magna cum and get it?
Yes. No. Not
that. I'd sure like to see your diploma sometime, boy. What's it look like? A cross knife and fork on a saucer of tea with a mutton chop rampant on a field of Yorkshire pudding?
No, stop it. Of all the stupid, deliberate ways to...
Now, Mr. Mayor, temper.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now, listen, please. I merely said that I attended Eton College in England. E-T-O-N. Eton.
E-T-O-N?
That's the name of the school. They don't teach eating there.
They don't teach spelling there, either. E-T-O-N, Eton. You hear that, Molly?
Yeah. A college man, and he can't even spell Eton.
I'm not trying to yell Steeton. Spell Eton. Beaten. A smell Eton. Look, when I said I went to Skeet Newell in Bingham, England, I didn't mean I skent to wool to earn to leak.
Huh?
Went to school to burn my feet, to turn the meat, beat my seat. Keith, you were the ones. McGee?
Yes, boy?
This key of mine works as I thought it would. It unlocks the back door, you see?
Oh, good.
I can open it, you see?
Well, that's swell, Trev.
And I can close it and lock it.
Yeah, but you got to leave it unlocked, or we can't get back in.
Yes, I know. Good day.
Well, if that isn't a fine attitude. Try to be nice to people and have a nice...
Yeah, just because he went to Eton School, he takes it on the lam. Well, I guess I'll just have to bust the window.
I guess you will.
Yeah.
Might as well be this one here you'll break, I guess. The pantry one.
That's a good one.
I've got to get inside and start dinner because I can't...
Okay, here goes.
Oh. Reach in and unlock it now.
I got it.
Think you can get through there all right? It's a little small.
Well, give me a leg up.
There.
That's it. I'll get my head and shoulders through first.
You want me to push?
Yeah. Mm. I can't get my hips through.
Oh, dear, what a tight...
I'm stuck. I can't go either way. Help, Molly. It's cutting my wind.
I'm trying.
Push. Pull. No, don't do both at once.
Well, I'm trying to help you.
Help. Run. Get a saw. Get a carpenter.
No. Took it easy, McGee. Took it easy.
Who's in there, McGee?
It's me, Mrs. Ole Svensson rides again.
Well, come on. Drag me through here, Ole. Grab my arms.
You know, it's a good thing I'm here, McGee. Easy now. I pull you right on in the pantry here. Now. There. That's it.
Boy. Thanks a lot, Ole. Open the back door for Molly.
Well, hello, Mrs. Come in. It's your house.
My goodness, I'm certainly glad you were here, Ole. Sit down, I'll put some coffee on.
Well, thanks, Mrs. I used to drop in to bring back eggs my missus borrowed there on the Sanko there.
Oh, that's swell, Ole. And anytime you want to borrow anything else, boy, you're welcome to come over here. Hey, wait a minute. How did you get in this house, anyhow?
My goodness, I never thought about that.
Yeah, that was very simple, McGee. I knock at the front door. Nobody answers. So I push it open and holler McGee. When you holler back help, I come in the pantry and there you was in the window stuck like a pig.
You just pushed the front door open?
Sure. You should leave the door unlocked like that, McGee. That's a very careless habit.
Careless my clavicle. This is ridiculous. And any time you can, we can pull you out of a window, all of you just let us know, huh?
That's okay, McGee. I was just thinking, though. I don't know which way I should told the fellas at the Elks Club, McGee, about this.
What you mean, which way to tell it?
Well, I could say it two ways. Yeah. You're an American feller, of course.
Why, of course, Ole.
Well, I don't know if I should say I gave a big York and pulled a Yank through the window, or I give a Yank and pull a big York through the window. That's a yoke, McGee. Yeah.
But not when you're the York, the yoke's on it, ain't it? Good night.
Good night, Al.
The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, brings you Fibber McGee and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you?
From June 22nd, 1952. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, a 20th century Western. Joel McRae stars in Tales of the Texas Rangers, right after this break.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, Bob Bedroff here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The lights of divine freedom, the lights to live in our own way, our lives must define freedom.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Enterprise High School's winter concert is Tuesday, November 29th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Amphitheater at UPREP. Enjoy holiday music led by choir director Alyssa Ani and band director Gabriel Sakuma. Tickets are on sale now and can be purchased at Enterprise Music Office at 530-222-6601 through enterprisemusic.net or can be purchased at the door the evening of the concert. All proceeds benefit the students of the Enterprise High School Music Department.
I'll show you later, Ann.
Yeah.
There's nobody riding, huh? Come on. All right, Bo, on your feet. And throw that light right on him.
Yeah. Well, no wonder it didn't move, just an old duffel bag.
Yeah. What's a duffel bag doing on a deadhead freight? Ain't there something in it, huh? Hey, come here. Feel this.
Right. Feels like a body.
Hey, you got a knife on you?
Yeah, here.
It's a good thing we didn't pass this car. The top of the bag sewed up tight. I'll have to cut right through the side.
What? It's a young woman.
Yeah, stabbed to death. Throw that light around the car.
So what are you looking for?
There's no blood anyplace. She wasn't killed on the train.
Somebody must have loaded the body on to get rid of it.
Yeah, so the murder can't be pinned down to any definite area. Where'd you stop last, before you pulled in here?
Aside, west of Sweetwater.
The body must have been put on someplace between there and Galveston, then. We better call the police. They can notify the Texas Rangers.
After a brief but penetrating study of the situation, Ranger Captain Stinson had the body removed to a Lubbock funeral parlor. He then requested Texas Ranger Jace Pearson to take over the case.
Well, there it is, Jace. Pretty brutal job of stabbing.
You figure it happened a good piece from here, huh?
Couple of reasons for that. Here's a map. Shows the route the freight train took. Spot circled in red shows where it made stops. And at what time.
I see. No stops after it left the siding outside Sweetwater, huh?
Right. And most of the stops were made much further east.
Well, according to the time of these stops, body must have been loaded on the train between Presby here and Turner City here.
Well, how do you arrive at that?
Train made all its night stops between these points. Isn't likely the killer loaded the body on by daylight. Too much chance of being spotted by the train crew.
Well, that's good reasoning, Jace. You may be right.
You said the body was sewed up in a duffel bag.
Yeah. You better look at it before I send it on to the lab.
Mm.
I have the undertaker lock it in this cabinet and give me the key. Yeah, here it is. Regular opening at the top of the bag is sewed up tight. The draw cord is missing. See?
Uh-huh. Good thing the man who found the body cut into the bag instead of ripping out those new stitches.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Kind of funny stitching.
It may have been made by somebody with a special trade where that kind of stitching's used. Lab gets a look at it, may be able to tell us what trade.
Well, I hope so. The bag itself won't help much, I'm afraid.
Probably picked up in war surplus. Could belong to anybody. Hey, look at this. The bottom of the bag.
It's kind of soiled. Whoever carted it around with a body in it must have set it on the ground to rest.
He sure did. On reddish-brown earth. Blood seepage made some of it stick. Let's have a look at that train map again. That earth stain kind of narrows down our search, Captain.
Oh? How come?
I know the country that train passed at night. I've been over it plenty. Only place I've seen earth that color is right around this area in a few stream beds. Cotton Belt runs parallel to the railroad for about 40 miles through there. Well, I've seen all I want to see, unless you have something else.
Nope. Let's go. I'll get this bag off to Austin.
Body going to be held here for identification?
Yeah. If she isn't identified, we'll see if we can run down something by her clothes.
Any laundry marks or anything on them?
Afraid not, Jace. Homemade and home laundered. No dental work to help us either. And her fingerprints aren't on the file.
I'd have a man check on the shoes she was wearing. They weren't homemade.
Yeah, we'll try it. You got any ideas about what you're going to do?
If it's all right with you, I'd like to take a crack at that Cotton Belt area. Tow charcoal down in the horse trailer and then ride parallel to the railroad tracks and see what I can find.
Well, that's a lot of territory. How about Steve Clark riding with you?
Good deal.
We get anything from the lab, I'll let you know. I'll radio Clark and assign him. Then you can pick him up on the way. Good luck, Jace.
Thanks, Captain. You'll hear from me. I met Clark. We drove down to the beginning of the area I wanted to check, left the car and used our horses for the long ride along the rail bed. By noon of the next day, we'd covered 15 miles.
Horses are getting tired, Jace.
I know. There's a siding a little ways ahead. Freight stopped there.
Yeah. Look, another culvert coming up.
Yeah. Bank's pretty steep. Watch your horse.
Right. Careful, boy.
Easy, Charcoal.
Careful.
Easy.
Steep climb out of here, Jace. Maybe if we ride... Hey, what are you looking at? Oh, the ground, huh?
Yeah. Same reddish-brown color we've been checking for.
Well, don't see anything else, though. Want to ride through it a ways?
Yeah. Come on, Charcoal.
Oh, boy. I don't want to be a killjoy, Jace, but we've done this in a dozen creek beds.
Yeah, but none of the others were as close to a train stop. Siding's only about 50 yards further up the... Ooh, ooh, Charcoal.
Oh, boy, ooh. Find something, Jace?
Yeah, come here.
Now, what is it? Yeah, marks in the sand.
Trace of a couple of footprints, not enough to make a cast. But look at this other mark. A round impression.
Yeah, what made it?
Might have been somebody setting that duffel bag down.
Yeah? Well, that would account for the dirt you found on the bag.
We'll find out. Get a glass jar from your saddlepack.
Okay. Gonna cut a core around that mark?
Yeah. Lab contested for blood trace. Earth this color, we can't tell anything by sight.
Well, here's the jar.
Thanks.
A few empty cans around here, Jace. Those marks might have been made by a hobo.
I don't think so. Bindle stiffs travel light. They don't carry duffel bags. What's the nearest town to here?
Bullville, about a mile further on.
Well, let's get there. You can phone for a highway patrol car, and they can drive you back and pick up our car.
Right. You going to check around Bullville?
With a fine-tooth comb. The cotton crop around Bullville was good. Too good. Migratory pickers were jamming the town. I had photos of the dead girl and tried to find somebody who might have seen her.
No. No, Ranger. Never saw her around the gin here. Town's full up, though. It's possible one of the pickers saw her someplace.
You know anybody who comes in contact with a lot of the pickers?
No, no. Afraid you have to tackle them crew by crew.
That's what I was trying to avoid.
Yeah. Must be a couple of thousand migrators around.
You mind if I ask your man at the weighing platform to check with the haulers when they bring cotton in for ginning?
No, it's all right with me.
Thanks.
Oh, Ranger, hold it a second. Just happened to think... There is somebody who gets to see a lot of the pickers.
Who?
A Mexican woman. Name's Old Rosie. Drives a junky old truck around peddling soda pop in the fields.
You know where I can locate her?
Yeah, haulers give you a lift out to the fields. And somebody will steer you out to her. Everybody knows Old Rosie.
Somebody killed that poor girl, huh?
That's right, Rosie. You ever see her?
You find who killed her, you're going to put him in a jail?
That's my job. How about it? You ever seen her around here?
See, one time.
Where?
At the bus station in the town. She was with a man.
You know who the man was?
No, senor.
Now, why'd you hesitate? Is that the truth?
Why should I tell a lie, senor? I don't know who the man was.
She described the man, a vague, stumbling description that might fit anybody. And while she described him, I had a feeling she was lying. A feeling that was strengthened by a faint odor of whiskey coming from the truck. Whatever business Rosie was in, it wasn't limited to the sale of soft drinks. I pretended to swallow her story, then I got a lift back to town where Steve Clark was waiting with our car.
Better hop in, Jase. Just had a call from Austin.
Yeah, they checked the earth sample we sent in a jar.
Yeah, blood trace all right. Same type as the victim's. They got a line on a few other things, too. The shoes on the dead girl have been traced through the manufacturer to a store in Sheffield. Yeah, I wrote down the name of the store and the address.
We better get over there and see if we can establish identity.
Yeah, shoes will be waiting at the Sheffield airport. Isn't likely that a shoe clerk is going to remember who he sold them to, though.
I saw the shoes. They've been repaired recently. Whoever fixed them might remember.
Well, that's a chance.
Any information on that duffel bag?
Yeah, a lab ties it in with a semen.
How?
Well, stitches used to sew up the bag are the kind semen used to mend a torn sail. Chase, you look like that throws you.
It does, a little. I was beginning to have a sneaking suspicion about an old Mexican woman. But she's no seaman.
What made you suspect her?
She said she saw the dead girl with a man. But she gave me kind of a phony description. Not only that, but she's supposed to be selling soft drinks to the field hands from an old truck. It reeked of liquor.
Oh, bootlegging, huh? Hey, that could mean something.
What?
A report from Austin mentioned liquor stains on that duffel bag. Naturally, they just figured that a bottle had been broken in the bag at one time or another, but...
Yeah, but it could be something else, too.
Yeah?
That bag might have been used for hauling moonshine. Stop the car.
Hey, Jase, what's the matter?
Slide out. I'm going to Sheffield alone. You stay here.
Okay, Jase. What do you want me to work on?
Tail old Rosie, the Mexican woman, while I'm gone. Check on any special contacts she makes. Whoever she sees, find out who they are. See if you can run down any who've worked as seamen. I burned up the road to Sheffield. The clerk who'd sold the shoes couldn't help, but I got the information I was after in a repair shop.
My sure, I fix it these, all right? Look, here's the way I sewed the broken strap, you see? I remember because of something else, though I never get paid for the job.
Whose shoes are they?
Mrs. Watson. She's living two blocks up at Brownwood House.
Mrs. Watson, huh? Is her husband around?
Oh, no. He's a go away month ago. That's why she got no money for pay for the shoes. I know you bother her. She lived with her mother and her little baby. She's a 1-year-old.
Any idea where her husband went?
Oh, no. Sometimes she says he go away for work or someplace with the cotton. Sometimes to Galveston to work for the boats.
Oh, he's been a sailor, huh?
Sailor, everything. Whatever he is he no send the money. Last week she come in. She says she's going to meet him and she's going to pay me when she's come back. But she's not come back. Hey, just a minute. Why are you asking me all this thing, eh? And how come you got the shoes?
Because Mrs. Watson doesn't need them anymore. She's dead.
You're listening to Tales of the Texas Rangers. We'll be back with more right after this.
The bells ring out on Broadway. The horns blow and there's laughter. The Translux spells out peace on earth, goodwill to men. You read it and believe it, because it's Christmas time, the time for believing in miracles.
Celebrate the holiday season with a whole stocking full of radio favorites in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Great Radio Christmas.
Once more I goes up the ladder with the tinsel, the peppermint canes, the silver bells, the box of dolls, and the popcorn ball dangling from my nose. And finally, after 3 hours, I got wires around my neck, wires in my pocket, and wires in my hair. So I plugs a wire into the wall socket, and what happens? The tree blows a fuse, but my nose lights up.
These classic broadcasts bring you lots of laughs, lots of heart, and even a wintry dash of thrills, mystery, and adventure.
It was music coming from an upright piano on a platform way down the mission hall. A Christmas hymn. But look, until my eyes popped out of my head, I couldn't see anybody. The piano was going, but nobody I could see was playing it.
This 20-episode set brings you every kind of Yuletide tale. From heartwarming to hilarious. Hear holiday episodes of Jimmy Durante, Jack Benny, Dragnet, Suspense, and more. Today you can get Great Radio Christmas for 50% off and pay only $19.99. Order at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code JINGLE77.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Well, hello, Mr. Kitzel.
Hello, Mr. Benny. Go Christmas shopping with Jack Benny. Raise a glass at Duffy's Tavern and order great radio Christmas today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code JINGLE77 to get 50% off.
On every side, goodwill and peace. In every heart, love and kindness.
This offer is available for limited time U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and now Act Two of Deadhead Freight, a tale of the Texas Rangers.
It wasn't the kind of news you enjoy breaking to a dead girl's mother, and the girl's baby crying in the next room didn't help it any.
See, they'd split up about a month ago. And then last week, her husband wrote to her from Bowlville. He said he was sorry and he wanted my daughter Helen to come to me. I thought she was there with him.
Looks like she was for a while.
Oh, he promised Helen everything in the letter. Said he had a lot of money for her and their baby. He was never any good. And now the baby's left to me and I'm just too old.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you give me your son-in-law's full name and his description?
Herbert Watson is his name. They call him Bud.
Herbert Bud Watson. About how tall would you say he was? Hey, you better pull yourself together, ma'am. Somebody's at the door.
I'll call out the wind and send him away. I don't want to see anybody now.
What is it, ma'am? What's the matter?
Come on, somebody! Open the door!
It's him. My son-in-law, Bud.
All right, ma'am, open the door and let him in. Go ahead.
Well, what took you so long? Where's Helen?
You know where she is. What did you do to her? What did you do to my girl?
Are you crazy? What's the matter?
Let him go, ma'am, and stand back.
What? Ranger, what?
Get your hands up and turn around.
You killed her. And you got the gall to come here with your own baby crying.
Ranger, what is this? Kill who? Helen. Where's Helen? Where is she?
Don't you know, Watson? Or did you think she'd never be identified?
Helen's been murdered? Oh, no. No!
You did it! You did it!
No, no, Mom, no. I gave her money. Told her to come back home and I'd meet her here today. Who's going to take the kitten? Make a fresh start.
How much money did you give your wife?
$1,000?
That's a lot. Where'd you get it? Come on.
I was bootlegging to the pickers.
How long you been getting away with that?
Started it last season.
Did old Rosie sell any of this stuff for you?
How did you know about that?
I didn't for sure until now. Come on. We're going back to your place of business in Bowlville.
Hi, Jace.
Steve.
Yeah, I got your message to meet you here. Rosie's over there. Want to get her off the truck?
Yeah, she can talk from there. Come on. You too, Watson.
Okay.
Bud Watson murdered girl's husband. Been bootlegging here. Rosie's been moving some of the stuff for him.
Oh?
Why you keep me from my work, senor?
Your work isn't as legal as it could be, Rosie, so sit tight. Yeah, you ever seen this man before?
You know she's seen me before.
They didn't ask you. How about it, Rosie?
Si.
All right, Rosie. Now, is he the same man you saw at the bus depot with the girl whose picture I showed you?
Si. He's the man.
At the bus depot? But that ain't so. I was never with Helen at the bus depot.
You didn't meet her when she came down here?
No, I tell you. I didn't know what bus she was coming in on, or even if she would come after she got my letter. First I saw her, she turned up here at the shack.
Well, how about when she left to go home?
She only stayed 2-3 hours all told. Let her go back to the bus depot alone because, well, it was getting dark. Near time for the pickers to be coming there to buy drinks.
You hear that, Rosie? Yeah. That means one of you is lying.
Rosie, tell the truth, senor.
You don't always tell the truth, Rosie. The first time I asked you about the man you saw, you said he was a stranger, a man you'd never seen before.
Forget, senor. I see a lot of people every day in the fields.
You trying to kid me? You've been selling liquor for this man. You couldn't mistake him for a stranger.
But I do, senor. I make mistake. You wanted help, I give you help. Rosie tell you all she knows, that's all.
Now, it was obvious that Rosie was lying, just as I'd suspected her of lying the first time. There had to be a reason for it. We took Bud Watson into Bowlville jail and then went back to search his shack.
I can't figure something, Jace. Why won't Watson admit it if he was at the bus station with his wife? That wouldn't hurt him.
No, it wouldn't. That's why I think he's telling the truth.
Well, Rosie must be covering up for something.
Covering up for somebody's a better guess.
She might have done it herself.
No, I don't think so. She's too old to cart a body across the country to the railroad.
Well, then you figure she really did see Mrs. Watson at the bus depot with a man, huh?
Yeah. The man who killed her to get the $1,000 Bud Watson had given her.
Well, then what's Rosie's angle and lying to us?
Well, that's an easy one, Steve. Shakedown.
Hey, Jace, you're right. Couldn't be anything else. Why, it'd be worth the cut for her to forget seeing the man and say it was Watson instead. Only one thing wrong with it.
What?
Well, I watched her while you were gone. She didn't make any suspicious contacts, nothing that could have been a payoff.
She might have gotten her payoff right after I showed her the Watson girl's picture and told her she'd been murdered. That was before you started to tail her.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. She had time. Well, we combed this shack, Jace. Nothing here. What do we do now?
Go back to Taylor and Rosie again. If she squeezed hush money out of the man once, she's liable to try it again. They all do. We'll start by watching her house when she comes in from the fields tonight. We staked out near Rosie's adobe hut, but it got dark and she didn't come in from the fields. I left Steve on watch and went out to look for her, keeping an eye out for her old truck. I found it about 5 miles out, surrounded by a group of men carrying torches. Hey, what's going on here?
Ranger! Rosie! You better come!
Yeah, what happened?
We was walking into town. We saw the truck here by the side of the road, thought maybe it broke down, so we started to call for old Rosie. Then one of the boys spotted the blood on the ground.
What blood?
I'll show you over here. Must be old Rosie's, I reckon, because we found her over here in the cotton row. She's dead, Ranger. Somebody cut her throat from ear to ear.
Stay tuned. We'll be back to wrap up Deadhead Freight right after this short break.
And now, Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Keeker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Simply Safe was named the best home security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report. But we don't do what we do for the accolades. We do it to protect you and everything you love. Our advanced sensors and HD cameras are powered by 24/7 professional monitoring for fast emergency dispatch. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to get 40% off any new system today. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. The holidays are here, and Office Depot is helping business owners, home office workers, teachers, parents, and students finish the year strong. Save all holiday season long on tech, furniture, and supplies, and take advantage of an industry-leading 20-minute in-store and curbside pickup service. Clients with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership can save up to 50% on select items during a Rewards Member Appreciation event from November 13th through November 19th. Whether shoppers are looking for gifts, setting up workspaces, or upgrading classrooms, now is the time to save big at Office Depot with deals on top brands through the end of the year. Black Friday deals will be available online starting at 12:01 a.m. Thanksgiving Day and in stores on Black Friday during normal store hours. And during Cyber Monday and Cyber Week, clients can shop markdowns on the latest tech, furniture, and more all week long. Same-day delivery is also available for qualifying orders. Visit OfficeDepot.com or an Office Depot or Office Max store to learn more.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And now let's wrap up the case of the Deadhead Freight on When Radio Was.
Old Rosie had tried to shake down a killer once too often with the usual payoff. I sent a rush call to Steve Clark to tow his horse out and join me. We followed the trail which led to a deserted picker shack way off in a field that looked like it hadn't been cultivated for years. The shack had been occupied, though, recently occupied. But whoever had been there was gone. There's a lamp there, Steve. Light it.
Yeah. It's clean as a whistle, Jake.
Yeah, it's too clean. That floor's been scrubbed mighty hard for a shack like this.
It sure has. Especially for a place nobody's living in. Must have been cleaning up blood.
Yeah. And there are two other things.
What's that?
Whoever was hiding here was mighty handy with a knife. Look at the inside of the door, circle drawn on the wood. Wood chipped where somebody practiced throwing a knife at it.
Yeah, good aim. All the marks right smack inside the circle. Now, what else?
Take a look at the lamp you just lit. The cord it's hanging by.
It's just an ordinary hunk of rope.
Except for the knot holding the lamp, a running bowline. So the light could be raised or lowered toward the table.
A running bowline is a seaman's knot.
Yeah, and that cord is just about big enough to be the draw cord from a duffel bag. Our seaman was here, all right.
Well, it couldn't have been Watson, Jase. He was safe in jail when Rosie was killed.
Yeah. Whoever Rosie saw with Mrs. Watson at the bus depot must have met the girl after she left Watson, after she had the money.
Yeah?
Married woman on her way home to her baby isn't liable to leave a bus depot with a stranger, is she? Chances are it was somebody she knew.
Well, Watson's been a sailor. Think it might have been an old shipmate of his?
Let's go see if he remembers one who was handy with a knife.
You say somebody killed old Rosie?
Yeah. The same man who killed your wife. Now think and think hard.
Yeah.
The killer was a seaman. We got reason to think it could be an old shipmate of yours who knew your wife.
Oh, but Helen knew shipmates of mine all along the Gulf. I introduced her to lots of them.
The one we want had a habit of throwing a knife.
Yeah, he drew targets on a door. Never missed.
Matt Corbett. It was Matt Corbett!
How do you know? Any reason for him to be around here?
Yeah. He was my partner last year. Bootlegging here. Business got bad and he left. I wrote to him months ago asking him to come back for this picking, but he never answered me.
Did Rosie know him?
Sure she did. From last year.
That's it, Clark. Rosie'd seen Corbett with Mrs. Watson. That's why he couldn't run with the money after he'd killed her. He had to wait to see if the body was found and identified.
And when we moved in and she knew about the murder, she really had him pinned down.
He used to be my best friend. A sneak.
Never mind that now. Where would he run to?
I don't know. He was always roaming, like me.
Hey, you wrote to him someplace, you said. You must have an address.
Yeah. Yeah, it was General Delivery at Port O'Connor. There's an old bait shack there. He lived in it whenever he had enough money to stop moving for a while.
He's got enough now. What he got from your wife. Come on, Clark. Let's get him. Headed for Port O'Connor. Made it by morning and found the abandoned bait shack.
Nobody inside, Jase, can see through the window. He isn't here.
Yeah, he's probably traveling by freight to avoid being spotted. He couldn't have beaten us here. We rolled too fast.
Gonna stake it out and wait?
Yeah, our car's out of sight where we left it. He won't spot it coming along the wharf. Come on, let's go inside.
Yeah, it looks like Matt Corbett's the man we're after, all right. Same trademarks here we found on that picker shack at Bullville.
Yeah. Knife marks in a circle on the door. Same running Bolin holding the lamp. Draw that burlap sack across the window.
It'll make it pretty dark in here, Jase.
You want it dark when you're throwing a surprise party. Hey, Steve, wake up.
What?
Shh. Somebody coming along the wharf.
It's dark. What time is it?
A little after midnight.
Steps are coming closer.
Yeah, it must be Corbett. Nothing to bring anybody else this way at this time of night.
He's heading for here, all right.
Yeah. Let him get all the way inside. And remember, he's got that knife, and he's handy with it.
I know.
All right, Corbett. Never mind that lamp.
What did I say?
Yeah, stand clear of the light, Steve.
Can you handle him?
Or stop your struggling, Corbett.
You don't stink it.
My arm. Ah. You broke my arm. All right.
Just wrench your shoulder, Corbett. Keep you from throwing that knife for a while. Come on, get up.
Better light the lamp now, Steve.
It's a good thing you jumped in, Jase. I felt that knife passing my ear. Look, buried in that wall a good inch.
Hey, Rangers. I thought you were a couple of crooks. What you doing here?
Just dropped in to arrest you for the murder of Helen Watson and old Rosie up at Bowlville.
It'd be nice if you could prove it. I haven't been near Bowlville.
I think we can prove you were. By marks you left on the door and a few other things. How'd you come back, freight?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious. You should have rode Pullman. Get your shoes shined on a Pullman. Would have taken that reddish-brown earth off your shoes. Our lab can match that with Bowlville. Watch out for that shoulder.
Yeah, that's better, Corbett. Want to cuff him, Jase?
No. I think he'll come quiet. All right, Corbett. Let's move.
Herbert Bud Watson served the required term for his bootlegging activities, and Matt Corbett was tried and convicted of murder. The sentence of the court was carried out on February 20th, 1939, when at Huntsville Penitentiary, Matt Corbett died in the electric chair.
Next week, Joel McRae in another authentic reenactment of a case from the files of the Texas Rangers.
Deadhead Freight, an episode from January 7th, 1951. Tales of the Texas Rangers was Joel McRae's only full-time radio series. But prior to that, he occasionally showed up in radio recreations of movies. For example, McRae was heard in a December 1942 Screen Guild Theater adaptation of the comedy The Male Animal. Olivia de Havilland and Jack Carson were back from the original film, but McRae was actually filling in for the male lead, a famed acting patriarch. I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Well, it's one for the morning, two for the show. You get ready now, go get go.
Rock out with the King of Rock and Roll and MusicRewind.com, where you can get Elvis 100 Hits, a deluxe compilation of Elvis Presley's original recordings on four CDs.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the door began to swing. You should have heard it locked
down. Order Elvis 100 Hits today and save 10% off the original price at MusicRewind.com. Or call 855-798-5556. Pay just $19.98, plus receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ELVIS33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Remember promo code ELVIS33 to receive 10% off and reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you
escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Bill Harris Alice Faye Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolf, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
The Immovable Spot. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. More than 2,600 years ago, legends say that an incredibly selfless prince who gave up his throne in order to help others found a tree under which he chose to sit until he reached enlightenment. This man made his spot immovable. A still body, after all, is a still mind. He stayed in what he created as an immovable spot, and through stillness, he reached his goal. Through his example and his teachings, he brought love and compassion to people that still resonates with many today. The Buddha, or the Awakened One, chose to make his spot immovable, even if that elected immobility was temporary. A still body truly is a still mind. Be mindful that the more you can quiet your body, the more you will be able to quiet your mind. For more on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that Joel McRae starred alongside Olivia de Havilland in a Screen Guild theater adaptation of the big screen comedy, The Male Animal. McRae was actually filling in on radio, though, for original lead, Henry Fonda. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we are all out of time, but I want to remind you, take a moment and visit us over at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.